one is Carly. Hey everyone, it's Carly from Daytime After Dark, and tonight we will be talking about a lot of stuff. I don't think I've ever been this angry in my whole entire life, and there is just so many things that I want to go over tonight. But first, I want to talk about the words, you know. Don't swear, don't really say anything bad, but if you are ticked off about it, so please, please, please call in, and I'm going to bring on my co-host, and I'm going to bring on all the other callers.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello there. I'm just as pissed off as you are today.
Good.
What you told me this morning, I'm really...
Yeah, I mean, you know what, we have two callers, but before we get into everything tonight, I just want to say that before all the craziness happens, that anyone out there that is ticked off with any soap, any primetime crap that's going on, please give us a call at 1-357, crap. Yeah, well, I will give you the number in a minute, people. I'm going to bring on the two calls, and then we can start our liaison debate and everything else we are going to talk about tonight.
Hopefully we get some of those people we should name calling in. So.
Oh, I would love that right now, because I want to... Okay, I'm bringing on the call.
Okay.
Hello? 912?
Hi.
Hello? Hey!
Hi.
Cassandra, right?
Hi. Yes.
Am I okay?
Hello.
Cool. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, and I'm gonna bring on Heather here in a minute too. But Cassandra, I don't know if you know, I've been angry all day long. I mean, if it's not true about, you know, them writing Liz is pregnant in the storyline, and if Ryan at SOS is trying to piss us off one more time, you know, I am not going to be sitting on the sideline thinking it's good and bad. I saw last week's show, General Hospital, I mean, only up to Thursday, but I've seen the gun go off today. But what I'm about to say is I'm mad. I'm out because, you know what, people make mistakes. People do things that, you know, you would never dreamed of. And, I'm just mad. So.
I'm sure a lot of other fans are just as upset as you from last week's horrendous that Elizabeth received. And not only did she get it from the character of Lucky, but she got it from Lulu, Carly. I mean, it was, not to mention the name calling. The name calling was,
yep.
It was, I think ABC really went way over the top on this. Ever in daytime history that a character was vilified like the character of Elizabeth was. And like
yep,
said,
I'm going to bring Heather on for C. Hey, Heather, you're on the air too, so I decided we'll let you know. So go
okay.
on. Go on with what you were saying, Cassandra.
Just to reiterate what you said, people do make mistakes, and I'm not saying that the storyline of Elizabeth was right. It definitely was right. It was wrong. It was totally wrong. It was something that shouldn't have happened. I would have rather she cheated on a different man than to be passed from brothers. That's not what really upset me. What upset me was the fact that CCTV pushed the envelope. I mean, they really pushed the envelope on all the name calling. The way I've never seen a woman character be just degraded like that character was. That was uncalled for. I don't ever remember when Carly slept with Bobby's husband, Tony, that she
yeah,
was
yeah, thank
like
you,
that.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember or recall that the character of Sam, for all of the crimes that she did, was put to task like Elizabeth was. Even the character of Brooke on Bold and Beautiful, all the things that she's done, I've never, ever seen her get caught in the carpet like that. Never. So.
Yeah, I fully agree with you.
I know. I mean, watching them do that to her, it's like, who are these people to speak about her? They've done worse things than she has. You know, look at Sam. Look at, you know, Lucky. He slept with her sister years ago.
Exactly.
Who is he to call her all these names in the book? You know, I mean, it's so hypocritical. It is so hypocritical of these characters to do that. But I like what Luke said today to Carly. He said to her, you're the one, you shouldn't be throwing stones, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So
funny that you would mention that, Luke. I mean, like he said, he's upset with her, of course, but he's not one to throw stones, because how can he throw stones at her all the crimes that he has done?
Yes.
You wronged someone, yet this woman was able to forgive you, and not only that, she loved you and gave you two kids. And then my whole thing is, who is Lulu to go to a hospital and just totally go off on her like that? And then the whole writing for this whole scene was just totally out of whack, because number one, you saw Epiphany, you saw all these people. Not one of these people stood up and said that this is not a place to air such linen like Lulu did. Number two, you have some young girl who deliberately lied and set out to seduce someone else's husband. And not only that, they ended up pregnant. Did anybody vilify her like she was calling Elizabeth all kinds of names?
Yeah.
No.
No. No. No.
And then Lulu, when Lucky said that today about Carly, and then Lulu goes, well, Carly never said she was a saint. And you know what? Liz never said she was a saint either. You know? She's never, you know, Liz is the first one to, would be the first one to admit her faults. You know?
She'd be the first one to clean up someone else's fault.
Exactly. I know.
Yeah.
I know. I just don't get it. It's like terrible writing, man.
And I understand how, you know, some actresses would view this as a good thing for their careers, but I don't see how you can possibly view this as a good character storyline for you, because what it does, it totally tears down the woman. It totally...
Yep.
Totally, where just a woman of her stature, I mean, to fall off, and let's keep in mind, Elizabeth never set out to be put on anyone's pedestal.
No.
They are the ones that always put her on a pedestal. They are the ones that always expect her to be pure and perfect. She never asked for any of this. But yet,
exactly.
On her. They put this title on her. So my whole thing is that, why the over-the-top necessary to totally tear down this character and to totally let her out, to totally use words that I wouldn't even call my worst enemy, even if I did blow the heck out of them. So, you know, that was, I mean, really, truly, it was just going too far. And I understand being upset, I understand being angry, but to go to that level and to write it into, and you know what? Me even more upset is the fact that you can't tell me that a woman wrote this silly shit. I'm sorry.
Yep.
And that's what really makes me boil even more, is that a woman sat down and totally wrote it like this without forethought, without even considering that you have impressionable young women that watch this show and would think that, okay, when you screw up or when you mess up or something like that, this is the result that happens. You get tore down like this.
I know. I'm like, oh my gosh. It's like she committed a crime or something, as opposed to a lot of other people on that show, you know.
Even if a person commits a crime, you still don't go to the level of
that.
How many people have killed on this show, and you still didn't have the town going at them like that?
I know.
Name me one person on that show that hasn't done anything like what she hasn't done.
You can, because everyone.
And back in the day when Monica did the same exact thing,
Everyone
publicly tear her down like that. No.
I was watching that scene and I was thinking about Monica. I was thinking, wasn't there a time when Monica did something like this and nobody threw stones at her? I would think that Monica would have been the first one. Was she there? I don't know if she was there when Lulu was doing that. But even when she found that out, she could have came to Liz and say, I understand what you're going through. Or, you know, I don't know.
You know,
my thing is, I want answers. I want answers why to that extreme on this character and not all the other characters have done even worse.
I know. Exactly. That's what I want, too.
I mean, you know, I feel like I told you in my email today, I feel Jason and Liz all coming, but do the Zay Samos and other sources on the web have to come out and almost lie because they are missing their fan base?
Well, that's a question that you would have to ask them. I can't speak for.
I'm just angry that, you know, we are finally gonna.
I know, it's funny. After all, with the scenes coming up with Jason and Liz, this is, and all of a sudden you get all these spoilers out here that are on the internet that, Nick and Liz are gonna have a baby, or she's gonna get pregnant, and Sam and Jason are gonna get married. You know, right after we hear these scenes coming up with Jason and Liz, do all these other stuff coming out, you know?
They're not going to get married. Everybody just thinks that because of what Molly was saying them today. So everybody got this little idea in their head, Jason and Sam are going to get married. Yeah, right. He would have already asked her, like, the first time they were together, and he never did, so he probably never will.
Yeah, because Heather, to be honest, I don't see a Zay Sam buddy. I only meant to see Zay Sam really going great as a couple right now. And it is, I mean, I'm not angry with you, so please, if my tone is bad. But I'm just mad over the fact that they are trashing Liz to the point that I've never seen it on any other soap.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And didn't you tell me, Carly, that you watched the Lulu scene when Lulu was
dancing
on Liz? And you're like, yeah, I didn't. You said you didn't like her that. Just right. You, even though you love Lulu, you just didn't like
her.
Yeah,
I love Lulu, but I did not like what she said because, you know what? She is not the one that should be throwing stones. No one on that goddamn show should be throwing stones right now.
Okay, I like
stones at each other. I'm sorry. They should just be all picking up every character on that show should pick up a stone and throw it at each other, you know? Maybe
okay, I like Lulu, but, like, she shouldn't have said that, and I'm sick of them always putting Lulu in between her brothers. Like, it always seems like she has to pick a side, and she's always picking Lucky's side because they're, full brother and sister is only her half-brother, and I hate it. It's, like, annoying.
Wait, Heather, actually, you're wrong. Sometimes he does go on Nick's side. You know, I mean, Nick's been the Now, Lucky and Nick's been the most stable one for Lulu. Lucky jumped down her throat for about a person. Nick said, whatever you want to do, I will deal with it. And so, you know, I was slow to see Lulu doing that, and no one at the damn hospital stopped any of it. It was like Robin was there, Sunny was there, all of it. No one freaking stopped it.
Well, I don't know about Lulu and all her abortion stuff because I didn't watch those scenes because I could care what. Well, actually, I didn't watch the scenes because I think because I'm, like, against abortion, like, strongly against it, so I didn't want to watch it. And I was just bored at general hospital all that time.
Okay. But, no, I said we were having the JSAM debate, and I even on one message board, and, you know, I announced it on Twitter. And I don't know, I mean, I'm not expecting
they
was all calling. But right now, my problem is with everything, you cannot do this. You cannot put one person under that bus when everyone in the town should be going under that bus too.
Yeah. Well, it all depends on who's writing and who favors who, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, if it wasn't against the law, I would probably. Yeah, well, I better not say that. I just, you know what? But I think right now with the spoilers, they want to put everything out there and piss us off more.
Well, I'm going to
Go ahead.
No, I forgot what I was going to say. Never mind.
And then when you called me today on my cell phone to tell me the spoiler that you read, that really pissed me off, too. I was like, because you're the one that says don't believe anything that's
written. I know, but seeing
that. You're
that.
Telling me to tell me, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, why is this Ryan guy even setting us off? These fan bases off of each other. He just loves to do that. I mean, you think he would have learned his lesson from what happened with his experience on the radio show.
Well,
you know?
You have to remember. You have people that love to incite wars, as you can see.
Yeah.
And he is one of the persons that do that. That do that a lot. He does it on Twitter. He does it on his radio, on his radio show.
Gosh.
Whenever he has the opportunity, he does it.
Yeah.
So, Cassandra, have you gone on Ryan's show, or have you listened to it, or have you been a guest on there, or anything?
I've never been a guest on his show, but I've had dealings with Ryan, and the dealings that I've had with Ryan, I just stated my point to him and stated the point of where I think Sam, I'm just saying Sam, what her whole state of being should be, and it should not be with Jackson.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not saying that as a liaison fan. I'm saying that as an actual viewer when I saw her. I saw her being portrayed, to me, and this is only me, my opinion, she plays a V better than she plays a good girl. When she was with Lucky, I liked her with Lucky. She was tolerable with Lucky because the simple fact, not because I wanted her away from Jason, it was the fact that, and you guys ought to know by now, from the last broadcast that you've done, and I've been guest on, I'm all for strong women.
Uh-huh.
And what I saw in her relationship with Lucky is I saw where she was not a doormat. And to me, with Jason, he makes her a doormat. Ever since she's gotten back into Jason's orbit, you don't see her mentioning the PI business at all. It's all about
whatever
he wants. whatever he needs, whatever, when it's time to do whatever, she is there and available. Whatever happens to this independent person that she became after being away from Jason, or whatever happened to this independent person she was before she got with Jason. See, this is a thing that I love so much about this show. Every time that there is a likable, strong woman for this show, they take this likable, strong woman and they tear her down to make her a weak woman that follows behind a man, that needs a man, that can't do or think for herself unless there is a man around her. That is my burning problem with this show overall. I mean, I would rather see the character of Faith come back. At least owned her stuff. At least this woman, even though she was a villain, but she owned her stuff. She didn't let no man take her down. She didn't bow to any man. She ruled, and she ruled like she was supposed to rule, as a strong woman. And right now, I don't see that in any woman on this show. Not a woman on this show. Even 30 years ago, when I was watching this show, there was portrayal of strong women. Now today, in the last 10 years, I don't see that. And like I said, every time that there's a strong woman, look what they did to Kate. She came on as a strong woman. They took her and destroyed her. And I'm not saying that she got destroyed with Sonny, because to me, with Sonny, she made him a better person. But as soon as they just totally destroyed that relationship, they made her a weak woman. Here you have two young 20-something-year-old women running her magazine that she fought blood and sweat and tears to put together. Now, how do you explain these two 20-something-year-old women running a magazine? Where is he? She's supposed to be this savvy, smart businesswoman, but yet and still, she's hardly mentioned. You don't see Crimson at all. You don't even see Tracy being head of ELQ. You don't even see a strong woman. It's like, yeah, you still see her snark and everything, but you don't see her strength at all. And that's what I miss. I miss the strength in women, because right now, if you have this show, why is there every other show on different networks that in some way or another they have a strong woman in place, but yet and still on ABC, so you hardly see any of them. And then the veterans, they act like they can't write for the veterans, when these are the ones that have kept these are the ones that is the glue of each one of these shows. You have the Ericas, you have the Victoria Buchanan, whatever her last name is right now, because I don't watch One Life to Live anymore. But you have all of these strong women, yet still you don't see them. You don't see the writing for them. You don't see them as being portrayed like you see Catherine Chancellor on Young and the Restless, or Nikki Newman on Young and the Restless. Yes, she's still with Victor, but she's still her own woman, and she stepped out of the room. But we don't have that on these ABC shows. All you see now are women that use sex to get ahead. They play on men, they prey on men, or they marry men for their money. But still, you don't see any one of these women on any ABC soap that use their brain, that use their moxie that God gave them, I'm sure. And see, I blame a lot of this on all the writers in place, especially the women writers, because you would think that the women writers would have sense enough to write strong women for these shows. And I'm sorry, the women that are on General Hospital, I would rather see them not on General Hospital. Yes, we know sometimes the men can't write properly for a strong woman, but you still have women in place that are on that writing team, because every day they flash who your writers are, and I guarantee you see one or two women up there, but yet and still, what are these women writing for?
Yeah,
they're writing
that's what I've
me.
Noticed,
they're not
too.
Writing for the women. They're not writing for the women. They are catering to the men. When what gets me is that you have, who is your primary audience? Is it a man or a woman? So
a woman?
It amazes me that you don't have writers that write with women in mind. And I don't mean all this romance, sex, and everything like that. That's fine and dandy. There is a place for it. But I want to tune in where I can see a strong woman, where I can see a strong woman being written for, where I can see a woman that's over this whole show doing something about it that keeps a strong woman somewhere on these doggone shows. And I don't see that. And that disgusts me more than these whole fan base wars, is because I want to see a strong woman on these shows, and I don't do that. And I refuse to go to another network because I grew up on ABC.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with that is I'd rather watch something on cable where sometimes I can see a strong woman every now and then. And then the women, we have made so many strides for, I would say, for the last 20 years, but yet still, it's a shame that you cannot turn on a show that is shown 5 days a week to see a strong woman being portrayed the way she should be. And I always thought that the character of Elizabeth was almost close to that, but yet and still, within the last 5 years or so, they have taken that character and totally demolished that character.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, what angers me the most is, you know what, if we are calling out Elizabeth's crap, which I don't think we should even be calling her crap out. Why in the hell, why can someone call Sam out for everything she had done? I'm sorry, I'm to the point where, you know, Carrie Monaco to me is not the greatest actress in the world. She never had all this damn screen time, if you ask me. And no one is bringing up her little demon, but they want to attack Elizabeth. And that's the issue I'm having with this show. You know, if you're going to call one lady out, why don't you call the other one who's this worse? It's like the worst person on daytime. I'm sorry, I think Sam is the worst character on daytime right now.
Yeah,
well,
I
wouldn't go that far in saying that, because to me it all goes back to the writing. I mean, if you are given a good creative written storyline, even the worst actress, hopefully, can take it and make their own. And see, that's the problem right there, is that they threw this whitewashed storyline at Kelly Monaco thinking that she can sell it. Sad to say, she's not selling it. She's soul playing a bitch, and I'm sorry to say it like that. She's soul playing that. She's soul playing a con artist. That is her forte. Being a good a goody goody two shoes, that doesn't work for me.
I know. Yeah.
It does not work. I'm sorry. Being a goody goody two shoes, she was more enjoyable when she was on the carpet banging Rick. To be quite honest, she was more enjoyable when she was going back and forth between Sonny and Jack.
I know. I liked. Yeah.
And to me, they should have never ever given her a character of a baby. I don't care whether dead, alive, or whatever. She should have never gotten a baby because it took away her edge. And then it's like they tried to turn her into this whole prima donna, and it did not work.
I know. I know. It's all a political agenda, you know. That's what I mean, I've never seen, I don't know. I just don't get General Hospital anymore. I don't think I ever will, not unless they do something about it. I mean, yeah, the Dante and Sunny stuff look good to watch,
but, you know, if I have to watch it, I'll just, like, fast forward through most of the show and just get them, watch them.
It would be good to watch. I mean, it's okay. It's not great.
It's not great,
good.
Yeah.
Even in my opinion, it's not good. To me,
yeah.
It would be great if they mirror it with Jason's Dilemma about Jake.
Well, maybe they will. You know, we don't know. Maybe they will. Maybe they, you know.
Not with the writing team that they have. I'm sorry, Carly. Not with the writing team that they have. They will not. No. Because it should have been tied in right now.
I'm
going to
bring another call on the air, too. Hey, Cyber, right?
Yeah. How are you? How's everybody?
Hi, Cyber.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Well, I was not expecting all of this. I can tell you that. I'm not happy with how they're writing her. It's really saddened me to the point where I'm scared to watch. I don't know I'm just waiting for when is she going to get out of all of this. I mean, is this going on until May sweeps, or is this going to be up until November?
I mean,
when is this storyline going to be over? Because from what I understand, the end game is supposed to be L&L 2, because they say they're the couple that they're designing the audience to root for. But I just want to say, I just cannot root for a guy that called me a bitch. Or did he call her a bitch? I don't know. I thought he called her a bitch and a whore.
Yes, he did.
He did call her. Did he call her a bitch? Because
I think
he called her a bitch.
You see, the point that bothers me is that I don't care what I did. This is my house, and you're not going to call me a bitch and a whore in it. Even though I am. You're not going to do it in my house. And what they're going to do is write her to take him back. And this is what's bothering me. There is no way that I could ever take him back.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened with Blair and Todd with me. When he stood on the table and called her a whore, and her kid, her daughter even heard it that time, that he stood on the table with Spencer, Spencer Truman? Whoever he was, and stood on the table and called her a bunch of whores and all this stuff. You know, this is a new era we live in, and you've got young ladies out here that's not going to take that kind of crap. How am I going to hope that I'm going to root for a couple when the man has called her out and demeaned her this way? They've got her demeaning herself now in dialogue. She's standing in the middle of the nurse's station talking, I'm a slut. What kind of crap is this? And I can tell you why it's happening. I know exactly why, because they have spent so much time tearing her down, and who are they building and have spent tedious time to build up, to be resourceful, to be that can take care of themselves, and this is repeated in dialogue. They have spent a lot of time to train viewers right now to negate liaison by minimizing their bond in story and repeatedly in dialogue, in so much as, to me, it's over the top. Now new viewers will get an entirely different take on Jason and Elizabeth. If you haven't been their fan and you just now are tuning in, you would never know when what you're seeing is like nothing. All he's doing is negating liaison, and that's what he's going to do in that scene. So if you watch it, good luck, because I'm not watching it. That's what he's doing. He's going to negate the liaison in that scene that's coming up. Okay? Let me just tell you right now, because, you know, everybody's all doing a happy dance. You can dance, but I'm just telling you what's going to happen.
Okay. You know what? Why can we ever just have a happy moment before someone...
There is no happy moments for us.
Oh, my God.
No,
you know what?
Moment.
I'm just telling you. You know, I don't like to live in a fool's paradise because...
You know what?
This morning, didn't he just tell the girl he loved her today? That's what I read on the, I don't know, because I don't watch the show, but I read somewhere where Jason said he loved her.
Yeah, like a one-second thing.
Yeah, well, he did say it. So what, to me, what's happened is that they've dismantled Jason and Elizabeth's history. And in my opinion, it's not by accident. And she's getting the most wretched, unsympathetic writing that I've seen in my years of watching soaps. And I've watched them almost since Black and White. I mean, I don't, I remember them in Black and White. And I've never seen anything like this in my entire history of watching soaps, and I've watched them all, pretty much. Maybe not all at the same time, but, you know, off and on. I've watched all of them. And she's not getting the sweetness in, like, writing. You know, she's not being portrayed as strong and resourceful, able to take care of herself. And this has been repeated in dialogue by nearly every single character. Every single character has given her a negative spin. So, and what I find most interesting is that they're refurbishing the Lucky Jason friendship, and they're making him more of a friend to Lucky than he ever was to Elizabeth. I mean, they were friends because, after all, he did introduce them in that box car. It was three people in that car, and it was Lucky who introduced Elizabeth to Jason. But what I'm saying is now that they're all buddy-buddy, you know, and
I don't get that.
Well, they were very good friends. I mean, he died in the fire because he was over Jason's garage. I mean, they are friends. They were always friends. They didn't stop being friends until Jacob Young's Lucky came along, and that's when I was like, wait a minute, why are they so adversarial? Same thing like with AJ. I mean, when the Sean Kanan's AJ left, him and Jason were sitting down eating a sandwich, and he was going to rehab. And then when Billy Warlock's AJ came, they weren't even friends anymore. You know, so it's the same thing like what happened with Lucky. I mean, you know, when he died in the fire, they were friendly. And then when Jacob Young's Lucky came, it was like Jason was whooping his butt. So, I don't want to be a sourpuss, but,
But that's when you're being my now. Because you know what?
What?
Maybe we are going to get a cover back. And,
really?
You know, yeah, I have that faith. I have that faith.
Oh, I mean, I have faith, Carly. I mean, I don't sit down and pray that they get together. I mean, I would like for them to, but if they don't, I mean, they just don't. I mean, it's just a TV show for me. But what I'm saying is you can't, you know, I don't want to have false faith either. See, that's another thing I don't like. I don't like to have false faith. I don't want to be, you know, just sitting around waiting like 30 years for them to have, you know, if they're still on, you know, to be together. I mean, I'm a pragmatist. I'm very realistic, you know. And I do want them to be, me wanting them to be together hasn't stopped. It never will. But I also have to take into account what is going on the screen and what the storyline is right now. I can't erase that fact. You know, I might want them together, but I can't say, oh, well, what's happening on the screen isn't happening, because it is. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Besides,
you know, I'm not trying to take anybody's faith away, but I also know what's playing out right now on the screen.
Cyber, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said something very interesting, and if they are trying to make the Lucky and Elizabeth redo as a rootable couple, it's not going to work with me, and it's not going to work with.
Well, Goose said that in the Rap magazine.
Okay, Goose.
The thing about it is, though, how do you root for a couple when you have a man that calls the other person in that couple a whore, a bitch, and a slut?
There is no bouncing back from
that.
Because she will always look weak.
I would not root for a couple when
I didn't want her to go back with him when he called her a whore that time at Would You Die for Love?
During the Black and White scene. I don't understand how
I was stunned that she took him back. But they're going to write her so he can constantly reject her. Now watch what's going to happen next. And I don't know. I haven't read a spoiler. This is just me, you know, thinking, you know, the along the lines that this is going, is that what's going to happen, in my opinion, is that she's going to constantly come at him, and he's going to constantly reject her. And then the next thing you know, she's going to be so grateful that Lucky took him. This is not a love story to me.
No,
you know,
not.
Would You Die for Love was supposed to be a love story when I saw Emily being strangled. You know, that was supposed to be the ultimate romantic story.
This is at best. This is what it is being portrayed. This is an abusive relationship at best.
It's horrible. I have never. And I mean, I liked Blair. I didn't like her with Todd because I liked Todd with Evangeline, but I liked Blair. I've always liked Kathy DePaola.
Well, I like Todd now with Taya. I was a Taya and Todd fan, but
I was a Taya and Todd fan back in the Gap too.
Yeah.
Until she got thrown out the window.
When Evangeline came on, I loved them together. Then when they screwed that up, I was so disappointed.
Now, see, with John, the reason why I didn't become a John, I was a John and Evangeline fan. I was a Joe fan. What, you know what turned me off? Is when he saved Natalie first in that fire. I never forgave him for that. That was it for me, for them. There is no way that I'm going to be in the fire and you're going to save somebody else first. No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. I was done with him. I was totally done with John then. And that's when I became, you know, a Todd fan. You know, it wasn't the best. You know, he was a rapist and everything, but I still liked their chemistry. You know, they had awesome chemistry together.
Well, I liked when Todd was being in the death, when he was being given the injection.
That was an awesome scene, yeah.
Wasn't that awesome scene?
That was one of the best scenes. And I don't think he submitted an Emmy reel because Trevor St. John don't submit a lot of Emmy reels from what I've read. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I've read. And that was just mind-boggling. That was so good. So now, you know, Jonathan is being praised as the greatest thing, you know, because he called her a bitch and a whore. So he's going to get an Emmy reel now.
He's going to win an Emmy for that scene.
Oh, my God. You know what?
Well, they won an Emmy for when Michael got shot in the head. So, well, that don't mean nothing. It was a good scene. I mean, it was well acted. But they didn't have any dialogue. They just stood there. I mean, she said, oh, how did you find out? And I think Nick, he didn't come to her defense. He just stood there flat-footed, you know. Oh, well, it's not... What, it's my fault, she's not to blame, or something like that. And I didn't see the Lulu thing. I haven't seen that yet. I probably will eventually, but I just didn't have any desire.
You really don't want to see the Lulu thing because all you want to do is go through the TV and strangle that woman.
Yep.
You really don't want to see the Lulu thing because it is bad. It is, to me, the Lulu scene was worse than the
Why
Lulu.
Are they doing this? Can somebody explain what this is about? Because I don't understand this. I mean, I understand that they wrote her to do this, which is totally not in her character. Okay,
no.
I accept that. But what is all this other stuff that's coming down? All this people lining up to slam her and all of this. I mean, you know, what is this? I've never seen anything like this.
I think the only person that's on kind of on Liz's side is Luke.
Ethan.
Huh? And Ethan, too, yeah.
And I don't even like him, but, I mean, you know, it's just that ponytail. It's just so 70s, you know. He looks like a refugee from the...
It's more than a ponytail with me.
You know, that necklace he wears and all that crap, you know, get rid of all that. I mean, maybe I'm not in that demo group, but, I mean, I work with young people, and I don't see them dressed like that. You know, get a haircut or something. Jeez. Or either get a shape. I mean, I like long hair. I'm a long hair. I like Jason's hair when it was long. I loved it. But
yeah,
I'm saying.
I
I loved it. Oh,
I know.
That's
I love
right,
it.
Liz. Run your fingers through that hair, honey. Jeez. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yes, that's right, Liz. You're doing just what you're doing it right. You're doing it right. Yeah.
So Carly, are we going to have any debate over the lips on this, Sam?
Well, I put...
Oh, I know what's happening, but I'm not going to tell y'all because y'all going to really be upset with me. So, you know, I already got y'all mad at me, so I'm not going to tell you what's coming down the pike. All I got to do is say, hold on to the railings and watch that first step, honey, because you in for a bumpy ride. That's all I can say.
You can
right.
PM me, Cyber. You can send me an email, Cyber, and let me know.
Oh, it's all on my website. I keep it all up to date on our website that we have here. I've gone to a lot of websites, and it's like no activity. And they're slamming her everywhere, all on blogs and everything, and there's no liaison presence, you know. I think they got a little campaign going where they go around all these websites and slam her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She's pathetic, and you know, it's not the writing, right? The writing's not pathetic. She's pathetic.
Oh, is that what they're saying? The right? It's that she's.
Oh, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. I can give you about. It's all on my Facebook. I put it there all the time. You know, I'll give you my Facebook page. It's a new one I just found. There was only one so far that said that. I think it's called Despair in the Afternoon or something, a blog where they took Liz's side. I almost fell out the chair. I was like, wow, you know, they actually saw what I saw, you know, him calling her names and demeaning her and all that.
There's got to be people that don't like the character of Liz anyway.
They don't like her anyway. You know, they're haters. They don't like her. This is just... But I'm just trying to figure out, when is she going to get a break on this deal here? Because it's getting worse and worse from what I've read. When is this over? It's like being on the rack. I mean.
I read a rumor she's supposed to end up in Shady Brook.
Holy moly.
Yeah, I read a rumor somewhere that she's supposed to end up in Shady Brook. I don't know what leads to that, but, you know. Who knows? I mean, why does she need to go to Shady Brook? There's so many other characters that need to go into Shady Brook.
Yep.
Well, I did see the Dante thing, and that was pretty good. It was a ripoff from The Godfather. And Donnie Brasco. But, yeah, that was, you know, Donnie Brasco was deep undercover in the mob. And
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, that's Al Pacino and Johnny Depp, one of my favorite movies, because I'm a gangster. You know, I love gangster movies. I watch it. Old Edward G. Robinson gangster movies, so I'm a gangster. But, you know, that's what kind of drew me to General Hospital, because I do like the mob, but I like it in proportion. I don't like it to overrun the show. So I like the mob. That's not the problem. The problem is it's too much mob.
Yeah.
And it's a very testosterone-driven show right now. It's males. I mean, males are getting some good dialogue, and they're getting good writing. I'm wondering when the females are going to get some of this. Because all the males are getting
not
good writing. Dominic, Sonny, Jason.
They're not going to get it as long as they have a man in charge of running it the way that it is being ran. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They will never have, you will never see the females rise to the occasion as long as you have who you have in charge. And as long as
what females are getting good writing right now?
I said none are. None.
I mean, really, I just was wondering, because I do watch clips and things, but I don't, you know, watch it like to, you know, pull everything together. But I was just wondering, have there ever been any females that could stand in the middle of the room like Sonny did with Claudia and call her a bitch and a whore? And do women get that? When's the last time a woman had a beat down like that?
When Faith Roscoe was on.
Yep.
When Faith Roscoe. That was the last time.
So all the men can call the women a hoe and a bitch and all of that, and it's all good, and they deserve an Emmy. I mean, yeah, but there's no women that get a chance to do that. Because you know what bothered me is that when Lucky did his thing, Elizabeth didn't have the 19 minutes to beat him down. Remember when he did his deed, she just was okay, Lucky, you know, and that was it. You know,
yep.
You see,
they made it the doormat.
bad thing is that they made Liz just stand there and taking it. You know,
mm-hmm.
I was so sad. I was watching the scene when they were in the hospital. She was just taking it. I wish that Lizzie would have come out and said, well, look who's to talk, you know?
They didn't even give her any lines, huh? They just had her to stand there.
I know, and everybody's
right. So how many times did she stand there with no dialogue while she got beat down?
Because,
see, Carly wouldn't have did that. It wouldn't have did that with Carly. It wouldn't have happened like that.
Yeah. I'm surprised. Carly, has Carly got in her face yet?
It's coming.
Yes.
Oh, no, it's not over.
Maybe. Yeah, honey.
It's not over, my dear. It's not over.
Oh, my gosh.
It is not. This thing is not over. You should. I just wish I could tell you what's coming up next.
Okay, why don't you go
do
the whole balloon thing and this, you know,
well, my Facebook page is for spoiler free. I keep that spoiler free because I don't want to, you know, dump spoilers on there. I usually PM everybody spoilers, but it's all on the network, Carly. You know, on the network, on your network that you never come to. You know, Liaison finally, the network that you don't peruse.
Yeah, I'm
That network? Okay. You know, Officially Spoiled Rotten. You remember that group?
Yes.
It's in that group.
Oh, really? Ooh.
It's all there. Yeah, it's all there.
Oh, my God. Well, join that not too long ago, so maybe I'll go check it out.
Yeah, I got about 40 skunkers trying to get in.
Oh, you do?
I've had up to 80.
Oh, really? What do you do?
All the time. I just let them sit there. And then Love for a Liaison comes in about once every 2 months and rejects everybody. Clears the deck for Dennis for Borkup. You can always tell, too, because they all say the same thing, because I have profile questions, and I say, how long have you been a fan of Jason and Elizabeth? Since the beginning. I'm like, okay, that's a clue. Don't say since the beginning out there, wherever you are.
That's
a giveaway.
Yeah, that is.
And then some of them have their facts wrong, you know, and then I say, oh, there's another one. Reject. Do not accept.
Specifically, you know, they should make it more specific, you know, like, since the boxcar, since they first met at the boxcar.
Lisa, some of them say since 1999. Wait a minute, somebody say, I've been a fan of theirs for 12 years. No, Liz wasn't on, you know, they didn't even know each other 12 years, you know. They had RTN stuff on the Dish Diva. They were stalking over there and had some of their posts. They telling all their business. I was like, oh my gosh, what is this about? I mean, it's just a TV show. That's it. Stalking and slamming.
It's like I've never been so invested in a couple.
Yeah, me either.
It's just like, and I've never been done anything like this before, like co-hosting a show like this. There have been so... I miss General Hospital. I used to want to come home. Like, I couldn't wait to come home. It was like an hour out of my day from the real world. It's so nice to come home and see what was going to happen next with Jason and Liz, especially when they were stuck in the elevator together. I couldn't wait to get home to see that, you know? And there was so much story that they could, there is so much story that they could tell with Jason and Liz, but they're just too scared to tell it.
Yep.
All I got to say is I wish Fran's like Liaison. I wrote him a letter and said, I wish you liked them. I wish you liked them.
Courtney and
why don't you like them? Why?
I know. And they've been on that show before Fran's.
Exactly. You know what?
She doesn't like them together.
I was pretending like I was a Jason and Sam fan. I was trying to see what do they like about them, and I can't.
Nothing.
There's nothing there. I don't see. I don't get what.
I mean, I just don't like their story.
Yeah.
It's simple. I'm a fan of story, and I don't like this story. Perchance if, you know, Sam had the liaison story, I would be a J-Sam fan. But they didn't, and I don't like their story. As simple as that. I don't like the fact that she got plopped in his penthouse and, whoops, I love you, you know. And it's one of Sunny leftovers, you know, and all that about, you know, he going to raise her baby, and, you know, and the baby, and, you know, and then it was a adopted baby, and then she was blubbering for years, and, you know, it's like, oh, nope. And then she got shot in the back, and I still love you. And I'm like, excuse me, but if I got shot in the back, it's like, I love you, but you know what? Bye. But there she is. I will kill you. That's okay.
That's okay. Yeah, I will kill
you.
I
you know,
love you again now.
I love you now. Okay.
You know,
whatever.
Like that never happened. Like we're supposed to forget what she did never happened. You know, it's just pathetic.
They don't even talk about that.
I know. And is it, I remember when soaps used to be, you know, continuity and you know, history, you know, and they think that we're stupid, we're going to forget all that stuff, you know?
Well, I am enjoying Y&R right now. I am enjoying the heck out of Days. I just caught up on Days because I always save them for the weekend.
Oh, and Hope, I'm so pissed off.
I'm angry about it because I know they have fans.
Yeah.
But that's one show I can look at and don't ship a couple.
Oh, really? Days?
I can just look at them, and I like everybody. And if this one goes with that one, it's okay.
Really?
I don't care. And if I like, I just like the character so much. It doesn't matter. I like Hope. I know that she's getting. I like Carly.
Carly, but I don't want her to get in between Bo and Hope because Bo and Hope are like.
I know they're iconic.
Excuse me,
I know
you guys,
they're an iconic pairing.
We have another call.
Oh, okay.
Hello, I'm 763.
Hi.
Hey, what's your name?
Talia.
Hi, Talia.
Oh, hi, Talia. So, do you have anything to say? Or, yeah.
Well, I was just listening about Bo and Hope. I like them too. I think they're.
Oh, I love Bo and Hope. They're like, I'm so upset with this show right now because if I can't have Liz and Jason, I at least want have a couple that I've loved forever. You know.
I know it sucks. I know they have been here for a long time, and then. Oh, they just break everything off.
Oh, that scene where she, that last scene that I saw is when she confronted him and Carly was there and it was just, but the last, what's the last thing I saw? The last thing I saw was that, whatchamacallum, what's her name? The one that was going to jail that was a narc. She, Rafe got her off. So she don't have to go to jail right now anyway. And, what's her name, Maria?
Ariana,
yeah, that's her name. I keep forgetting. I keep thinking Zucker. I keep thinking about Zucker every time I say her name, and I think it's wrong.
Yeah,
I keep thinking about her. Why didn't they write Liz's pregnancy like they did hers? Somebody was telling me that on As the World Turns, they had three actresses that was pregnant in Top Tier Story.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was Maura West or, but it was three at one time that was pregnant, and they wrote around it. And they said how they did it, and I forgot, because I just read it today on a message board. I got to find where, I usually copy and paste those things so I can keep up with it. But they had three actresses at the same time that was pregnant, and they wrote around, all three of them. They did not write the pregnancy in. And Ariana Zucker was pregnant, and so was Victoria Hindley.
Yeah, she sure was. I was happy about that kind of, though.
And they sent her to Dubai.
Yeah.
Oh, Cybo, Smokey said, Cybo, you should listen to Daytime Confidential. They were kissing Gusa's butt.
You should not. You should not.
Oh, you should not. You should not. Sorry, yeah, thanks, too.
Yeah, I noticed that they've taken a turn, that they've been really pro all that now. They've changed. So has Nelson Bronco. He always. But I guess, you know, if you want to get these people on your show and you want to interview them, you can't be slamming their boss. I mean, it makes perfectly good business sense. I can understand it. I love Daytime Confidential. They're our affiliate, so I can't, you know, I can't be mad with them. But I'm sorry, sweetie. How do you say your name? Talia?
Talia.
Talia, that's so pretty. Yeah. So what do you think about the show?
The General Hospital or?
Anything.
Any
show.
Well, I think we all know how we feel about General Hospital, but.
Yeah.
Are you
a Jason and Liz fan?
Yes. No,
okay.
No Jason fan.
Yeah. Okay, no. I was just curious, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, Jason was all the way. But Young and the Restless, I actually do like Young and the Restless right now too. I just like I don't know if you guys are Nick and Sharon fans, but I really love Nick and Sharon. I can't wait for them to get back together if they have a chance to.
Nick and Sharon fan. Oh man.
Oh my God.
I love Nick and Sharon. I think they are so cute.
I'm a Nick and.
You notice Nick didn't call her a hoe when she screwed two sets of brothers.
Exactly. Yeah, she's so dumb though. I really love Sharon, but she's so stupid at times. Like you,
I like Sharon. I used to didn't like her, but I like her now.
I like her, but she just moves too fast. She like rushes into things sometimes. Like she doesn't think about stuff. Like she just like I love her. Don't get me wrong. I think she is the best actress on Young and the Restless. But she just sometimes her character just moves too fast for me. It's like one thing her and Adam just you know they a little. Look cute, little kind of cute little couple, and next thing you know, they getting married. I'm like, okay.
What got me was that time that I took a vacation and came back. Before I left, Nick and Sharon was looking for a house. When I came back, he was in the park restating his vows with Phyllis. I said,
yeah.
What the hell happened?
I know.
I just love them, Nick and Phyllis. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I like them with either. See, this is one show that I don't care who Nick winds up with because I like Phyllis and I like Sharon.
I
don't care.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Whichever one they give me, I'll take it.
Yeah, I really don't like. It's like Young and Restless, when it comes to couples, I'm not like a real, like.
Me
like,
either.
I'm not like real bitchy, but I'm just like. Okay, they could be whoever they want to, but you know I prefer some things, but you know
yeah.
They don't have to sound like I'm not mad, like General Hospital with Jason.
Yeah, I don't get
hot with like
that. You know, I mean, I'm like, but I don't be like, oh, I don't want to see it.
I know, yeah, me too. It's like that with me too. It's just that I wish I could write General Hospital. I would make it the best.
Oh,
choice.
God,
no. Well, Smokey said who was pregnant at the same time in the chat.
Okay.
She said it was Mar
yeah.
West, Martha
okay.
Byrne, and Kelly Hensley. That was all pregnant at the same time on As the World Turns.
Saiba, I think Kelly Como was pregnant in that time, too.
So it could have been four.
Yeah, I mean, I could be wrong, but I thought because Maya was gone and the Martha Burns had maternity and then Kelly did. But I think Kelly, oh, God, I can never say her name right.
Hensley.
Kelly Como or something.
Yeah, well, the one that plays Katie on As the Return.
That's Grace Lambino.
Yeah, was I think pregnant around all at the same time too.
I kind of seen like today's episode, and it was kind of like I liked it. Sunny and Dante scene. It was so cute.
Oh, God!
I love Dante.
Yeah. I love Dante. Oh, my gosh.
I love
so
Dante.
Cute.
They were bashing Dante. I was like, dang, I ain't never went nowhere and they was bashing Dante.
I swear, like, I wasn't expecting, like you know how they, like, they're just actors like that? Like, in a way, him and Sonny actually
awesome.
Looked like their son and,
yeah.
A son and father like that. I'm looking like they are really good at picking people that look alike because they look like they could be father and son, like, for real. And
well, Maurice did an interview with Sarah Bible on her blog, and I'll put the link here, and he was talking about the storyline, and he was talking about I can't say his last name, but you know Dominic Z.
Yeah.
I call him Dominic
Z. Yeah, yeah, that's the or something like that.
Like, you know,
put the link.
It's funny, like some of the actresses and actors have like not a real last name, but sometimes they have a real name and you cannot even pronounce it, even if you try.
And like
that
today,
thing was riveting. It riveted.
Yeah, today
me.
I have to start.
So hurt.
Yeah,
Dominic
is
playing an ace that scene. So
I swear,
Jonathan
has an
Emmy reel. So do DZ, because he rocked it. It's no question.
And Maurice did
that
too. He felt like with Maurice, I felt like there was so connection between them two. I like that was the first time I actually
I cried.
Said, like me too.
I actually cried when he said that. You know,
it was so
when
sweet.
He
was
started talking about the old neighborhood and you remember so and so. He killed somebody. That meant a lot. Didn't he say he killed somebody?
Yes, he killed
this
really good guy.
He killed
his
that was his like his dad or something like that. He said the dude was like his dad. And he was like, Sonny had killed him. He had people sent out to kill him or something. Then he was like, that's when he started investigating Sonny and wanted to take him down.
And what really got me is that Dante knew he was going to get shot. He knew it.
Yeah.
He was so
he
brave. He was like, he did
he
not want to do
it. He might die right then and there. He knew that. And I saw all that in his performance. I saw everything.
I know. Okay.
Man,
like,
I just cried. I was in tears. And I knew he was going to get shot. And I was like, no, no, don't shoot.
I know. And he was like, Sonny, he was like, Michael something Corinthos. I always say Sonny's real name like that. He was like, you are under arrest. And that's when he was like, goodbye, detective. That was sexy.
Ooh,
and I thought that
all
was
he needed
cute
to say.
He was
Sonny
like, goodbye, detective.
Sonny,
I was like, that was kind of cute. I actually thought Maurice did
goodbye
his
goodbye detective, honey. That's what I named it on the network. I said goodbye detective. I mean, that was just those words. I mean, that was just rock, boy. Just rocked it.
And I usually don't even like
well
it, but I thought those
were
like his
for
best scenes. Those was like today and yesterday. Like no, today and Friday was like his best scenes. I thought I actually liked it, Sonny in, but like. That was like, I really like him with Dante. That was like so cute. But now
I love Dante and Morgan together too.
Oh, that's yeah,
I can watch
so
them
cute.
I just like the way they act toward each other.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're so cute because you remember now Morgan is the first one that he found in that time with Carly when he was in the shootout.
Oh,
he ran across
right,
Morgan first. Morgan was the first one.
Yeah, unlike Sonny. He don't choose his kids.
That's the first time we saw him interact, you know, really, is with Morgan.
Yeah, yeah.
And he took Morgan home. And just ever since then, I was just like, oh, I just love seeing them together.
And Sonny was all like, he was like, I could tell now because we're just like, you're like this and I'm like this and you're like this and I'm like this. I'm like, oh.
I haven't seen today yet. I'm scared to watch it because they write my Elizabeth so bad. I'm like, should I watch it?
Oh, they didn't show it today, but you is gonna hate it if you see Jason and Sam because he tell her he loves her. I'm like, you gonna see
yes,
it.
Nah, I can skip through that. That ain't a problem.
I do have a question though. Okay, you know when Lucky was calling her a bitch and a hoe and stuff? Do you see his eyes? It's like
oh my god, that's when I started laughing. I was laughing in a pot. I thought it was so I thought it was so funny. He was just like, he went crazy. First he was kind of normal, just calling her names and just crying. And then his eyes got bigger. He was like, you're a slut. I'm looking like, oh, my God. So that's our word.
I got a little. Somebody made an animation of it, and I got it. I'll put it up on the network for us.
It's so funny.
And they just got him when he was, you know, barking at her. It is so funny.
I know it is.
You know what? I don't get with that whole message.
I never thought I'd see Jonathan's Lucky call her a hoe.
Really
that just pulled me up. Jonathan's Lucky. Man,
I can't even see him doing stuff like that. I can see the Greg Vaughn doing a scene like that, but not Jonathan Jackson. He doesn't look like the type
to do
nothing like that.
I just can't see Jonathan doing that.
I can't even see him as a Lucky. He looks more like a friend type, like, I like Greg Vaughn would play Lucky, like, he fitted Lucky to me. Like, Jonathan Jackson, he's kind of like a crybaby doing those scenes. He was, like, pouring down tears. And then I was so happy at the christening. It was him and Jason. He was like, Jason, it's really, really bad. I don't think I'm going to be able to be Jay's father. And Jason was pissing me off because he was like, no. In his face, especially, he was like, no, this cannot be happening. I can't raise Jay. That's how he was kind of looking. And Lucky was all like, it's really bad, Jason. It's time. I mean, like, really bad. I don't think it's going to be fixing. I don't know what we're going to do about the boys and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I was happy that he said that.
And, you know, but when he was calling her all those names, he wasn't going after Elizabeth. I mean, he wasn't going after Nick. He was going after Elizabeth. And in my mind, both of them did it. It wasn't this one. It was both Nick and Liz. So if you're going to call out Liz, why in the hell?
Right! And, like, Nick was, he is, like, the main reason. Like, he wasn't saying Billy, and that's your brother. I mean, like, it's not like Elizabeth was, like, holding on to him, like, oh, my gosh, Nick, just come on. Who cares about, like, it was basically him doing all stuff. He provoked her. So I was looking like, you need to be talking to him right now, not Elizabeth. But I felt like since he thinks she did the same thing with Jason, since he thinks, with quotes. But anyway, since he thinks she did the same thing with Jason, that's why he started talking to her.
This storyline sucks to high heaven.
I know. I wouldn't be so worried about.
I felt the same way about the PPD, but boy, the PPD is with Robin because I'm a huge Robin fan. But that's a walk in the park compared to this one. Jeez.
Yeah, and it's like I wouldn't be so scared about like Sam and Jason, but you know he's starting to say I love you now. It's kind of making me a little worried because it's getting annoying, and it's like annoying. Like, why is he saying I love you, y'all? It's like you said when you said you went on a vacation, you came back to that stuff. That's how I felt like with me. Next thing you know, y'all just doing a little date. Next thing you know, you saying I love you in your penthouse. What is
been the joint at the hip for over a year now. You gotta realize that. He's had very few scenes without her. I don't even think it's up to 10. All his scenes, either he's on the phone, and then there's the ones that he was on the phone, or he mentioned her name. They've very carefully orchestrated them not to be far from each other,
yeah.
Either visually or in dialogue.
Oh, yeah, and today they got a CD from Franco. You remember the CD? Franco made, I don't know if y'all probably saw it, but Franco made that CD telling about his story.
And
why
I was in Tribeca and all that.
Yeah, I was 18, and I got
arrested.
Yeah.
But they got another CD, DVD, DCD.
Yeah, from a present for Jocelyn.
excuse me, but when you mentioned the DVD, Cyber, did you ever look that thing up that night we were all talking about?
What's that?
About that DVD, Zax, and
He destroyed it.
I
can't wait. Talking about the DVD. Didn't Jax destroy that DVD?
Which one? He didn't.
The one that said that, the DVD storyline. Remember Jax had the DVD. Was that his brother? Was that Jerry Jax DVD?
Yeah, it was all what Claudia did, yeah.
He destroyed
it. I thought he put it in the fire. Wasn't it when him and Claudia was fighting over him telling the truth about
Claudia? He was going to destroy it. Remember, he had something on Sonny. I remember that. Then he had the DVD thing going. And then they said I put it in the Insider's Lounge, but you know over there. And they said that he destroyed the DVD because I didn't know for sure. You know, exactly when it was so I could look it up on YouTube. I don't forget when the storyline was. I know it was before Claudia got whacked. Was it right after?
Yeah, I think if it's that DVD that I think you're talking about, I think he did destroy it.
Okay, thank you, because I've been wondering about that for like a couple of weeks.
I just can't wait till he get caught. I'm sorry, I just don't really want to have Carly with him anymore. It's kind of like, they're kind of boring now. They used to be fun when they used to, like, Carly and Jess, they used to be fun when they wasn't too worried about having a baby, but now since they got a baby, it's kind of like, and I like Laura, I like her in more, like, unmissed stories, like, when she's like, oh my gosh, I just like Laura Wright. She's just such a cool, like, actress. She's like, her character has so much power, like, she just doesn't care what nobody thinks, and I like that about her. I just don't really want her with Jess no more, because it's boring.
And Zax did too much crap that I don't think Carly could forgive him. That is my opinion.
He think he's trying to protect them. He's just even putting them even more dangerous.
I'm a Jax fan, so, you know, I'm going to chill out on this.
I think he is so cute, but I used to love me some Jackie. I used to love Jackie, but then he just started getting on the edge with the whole wanting to protect his family thing like that. And like, if he, I wouldn't mind, like I said before, I wouldn't mind him doing it a different way, but like, I think he kind of messed up with Carly this time.
Okay, so, do you think the ratings are going to improve with just going to, you know, the ratings are going to get better? You think that
when license show, when they scene show? Oh, I think. Do y'all know when their scene's going to show?
Yeah,
yeah,
February 10th.
It's on. It was on our website. It's February 10th. Right.
I can't wait.
I'm not watching it, but y'all let me know what's happening.
I'll watch it, we'll let you know, because I really want to see it. With I hope it, I kind of go anyway, because I don't think, I hope it's not bad, because they said Jason's supposed to help her through a meltdown when they have that scene. And then Lucky's supposed to find her body or something like that. Not dead, but I think they say she's trying to kill herself now. I don't know. Yeah, they're talking about
the couple together, you know.
Trying to call her suicide, and I know she do all that. I don't know, Elizabeth is starting to go a little crazy now, because I would not do all that.
It's almost comical, you know. At this point, it's comical to me.
You know. Yeah, well, yeah, but, I mean, you know, I just think, you know, I never, like you said, Cyber, I never thought I will hear those words out of Lucky Mouth calling Liz those names.
Well, I wasn't too surprised, because I remember when he called her names when he thought that he wasn't Jake's father. I remember him calling her some names in the bar. I wasn't like, I wasn't too surprised of the words, but.
Yeah, but we are talking about Greg Vaughn doing that.
Yeah, in the barn.
You know, Lucky doing Jonathan Jackson character, and you know, I'm sorry, I just don't agree with that, you know.
I don't either. I think it was a little bit too overhead. I mean, like, if I was, I wouldn't be too surprised. I mean, like, you just not fun for her. Like, don't be too surprised. He did kind of go too far with the name thing. I could see him getting mad and be like, why could you do this to me and all that little sad stuff. But when he started calling her sluts and stuff like that, when he called her a bitch, I was so surprised, because he said it was strong feeling. It was like, I never, like, heard nobody call Elizabeth like that, not even Carly. And, like, he called her, he said it was strongness, like, he's powerful, he just burst out with it, like, I was like.
I know, and it's like, when he was in the church, he's like, I didn't deserve this. Well, look what he did to Liz.
Right!
Look at what he did to Liz.
Exactly. So you know what? I do not feel sorry for Lucky at all.
Slept with her sister back in the day. He went on drugs, you know, prescription drugs. He nearly shot her. He knocked her down twice. Nearly lost her baby because of, you know, could have lost Jake because of him, you know. And slept with Maxie a bunch of times. So who's he to be talking to her like that?
I mean,
not to mention what he did when Jake got kidnapped. Remember at the police station, he had Lainey there because he thought she was nuts.
Oh yeah, that's right. And who believed her? Jason was beside her, knew that she would never have done anything like that.
And yes. When he tried to blame her for the whole Jake thing, taking her own child, she is not stupid. And Jason was like.
Yeah.
He snapped on Lucky up in that room. He was like, don't you blame Elizabeth. I was like, you go, Jason. I was screaming at you. I was like, go, Jason. I was happy.
Where's the Jason and Elizabeth that we all love? They're gone.
I know.
They're pods. You know?
And
it's just
not.
There's rumors out there that Liz is going to try to commit suicide. Spoilers or rumors she's going to try to kill herself. I don't believe that, because she would never try. She would never.
She better not. Because she got kids. She got to think about her kids. If you can do this over a man, you I don't know. You need to go to Cypher or something.
If they decide to go the route that I've heard that they're going to go, like, make Liz pregnant with Nick's baby, they've lost me forever.
You know what?
If they do that, I'm going to be mad. No, they, no, she would have been found out then because they slept together like too many times.
Another,
right?
They keep writing the same thing for her all the time.
Yes, they
triangle, a triangle, then she gets pregnant, then it's a baby daddy. How many times they going to do the same thing?
Just make it baby. Just make it Jason's baby or just don't have it be nobody babies and just drop it.
I know.
It's either Jason's or nobody's. Or like,
nobody's, exactly.
That's the best choice.
And if they're, I don't get it. I mean, they know they're such a good couple together, and they're going to lose a lot of viewers if they more than...
That's what I'm saying. I can see it in your words. You, like, you just don't get it. Like, why are they doing this? Like, what did Jason Lisby do wrong for y'all not to, like, let them be together?
You know what? I just don't get why they don't see that we see. You know?
It's weird. It is like a lot of people see it. It's like a lot of people don't get a chance to say how they feel about this, but I know a lot of people feel like the connection that we feel for them, and it's just like so weird that they don't. Like, why? Like, oh my God, it's just so boring. Now I could see if they had like Elizabeth or Jason trying somebody different and getting back together, but they got them with the same people. It's so boring.
I kind of agree with that too. I mean, I wouldn't mind if they were to bring somebody else, you know.
Yeah,
because Sam has been there from that. The ship has sunk a long time ago for Jason and Sam.
I know, and it's not even a point. Like, if Sam did, they just broke up, you know, left thing, did the hatchet. But she did so many things today. I don't see what Jason is seeing in her right now. I just don't get it. She did so many. It's not even about Jason. It's about Jake. Jake, she did so many things to Jake and Elizabeth at that. And you're telling me you're supposed to love Jake and love Elizabeth, the mother of your child, but you're sitting here with the slut that set up there and did, like, all this stuff to them. Like, I don't get it.
I know.
It's like Jason is like not Jason, but he did look good in that suit. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. I always have to. I'm like so obsessed with him, like in clothes sometimes, because like that suit when he was at the Christian man. Oh my gosh. He looked so buff and like ready. Oh, like.
And you know what? I will be happy when the day comes when we find out all of. I mean, we know, but everyone finds out all of Sam's fucking shit. Sorry.
Okay.
She got something. She got some of her sleeves. I just know something's going to come out that she did wrong. Jerry's going to come back in the picture soon, hopefully, and just out her, do something. I know it's something about her, but I know it's not good. She got something up her sleeves. It's just, no, it's not normal with her. She's not normal. So she has something up her sleeves. I just want to know how they're going to break up. Because right now it's seeming like...
Well, you know, there's rumors that most Jason will break up. So, you know, let's just hope for that because right now I've never hated a character more than Sam McCall in all of daytime.
Me either. I swear, I never hated the character more than her. I just don't like her. She ruins everything. She ruins my mood.
Like I was telling Carly before, when he was with Courtney, I tolerated it. You know?
Yeah.
I was able to watch the show because there was some good writing back then in the days, you know, but... You know, when when Courtney and Jason broke up, I thought, oh, okay, they're good breaking up, and then maybe they'll put Liz and Jason together. But no, you know, and then when Sam came in the picture, I was like, oh, my gosh, what the heck are they doing? They better not be doing what I think they're going to do, make him fall in love with her while she's going through this pregnancy, and then they did. They did that.
And they better stop having sex before she end up lying to him when she's pregnant. I heard that she was going to end up doing that, too. I heard something about her getting, like, lying and getting pregnant with that. And I heard that the way they're going to break up is they realize that they can't be together because Jason knows that realize she did so many bad things. But I was like, and they said it's going to happen in March. I was like, it took you that long just to realize what she did.
Exactly. Oh, by the way, Tanya, Talia, you can call back anytime. You won because I love your opinion on the show. It's really good.
Thanks.
I mean, except for the Young and the Restless couple thing, but I will forgive you over that. That's a show I don't fight, but this Liz and Jason thing, I'm passionate about. I'm mad as hell because They do never.
She calls me in the morning, too, as I'm driving to work to tell me what she's heard. And I was like, just what I needed, too, to go to work and get all depressed of that, you know? Kidding.
Okay, do you want me to just carry that in my little mind all day by myself? No.
But you know, on Days of Her Life, speaking of liking Days of Her Life, I think little Ciara is going to, she saw Bo and Carly kiss.
Oh, yeah.
And she's going to tear up a wedding, a dress of Carly's tomorrow or something, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
I tried having this Sam and Raven and J-Tim debate, but you know what? At the end of the day, you know, J-Tim is never going to call. And
because they know they're going to lose. They don't got nothing good to say about their couple. They just, all they want, they're going to say they want them together. That's not a good enough reason. Why?
Not a good enough reason.
It's not. I mean, we have a lot of reasons why Jason and Liz should be together.
To back up why we love Jason and Liz.
I mean, all these scenes explain, like, everything, though. Like, their scenes is like, oh, my gosh. Like,
I read in a magazine. I was in the store, and I read in a magazine how people send in letters to the mail. They were saying that even though Jason saved Sam physically, Sam has saved Jason emotionally so much.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God, that's such a lie. Elizabeth saved Jason emotionally. She didn't save him none but slutty. She is slutty.
Yeah.
All she saved him physically by doing it with him in bed all the time. She didn't do nothing. Elizabeth did all of that. She brings out more in Jason. She doesn't bring nothing out but the same stuff Jason already do before she came around.
I know. And
look at him.
She saved him so many times. If it wasn't for Liz, Jason probably wouldn't be on this earth, you know, for the
most part. Right. That applies for both of them.
Yeah.
Exactly. By the way, you guys, we have 3 minutes to go. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we can stay for overtime, but I was just going to tell you guys, 3 minutes, we will be off steaming or offline level, and basically we can say whatever we want, even if you totally want to swear, that's fine. Even though I broke my own rule tonight by swearing, but it's not my fault, sort of.
I wish a Desammer fan would have called in or just Skanker fan would have called in. I would have loved to see their reasoning behind why they love their couple.
Jason says stupid stuff about Jason. It's not even.
Cassandra.
Yes.
I hope you can come back on Wednesday. because I meant to talk to you about more about how we can get the letters out and blah blah blah, but our topics kind of intertwined tonight, but I've been thinking where your letters should go and how should we do this, and I really think we should email them to every ABC affiliate around the USA right now.
Well, if you can give me the addresses, I will be glad to send them where they need to go.
Okay, because someone needs a wake-up call, and someone needs to let Fonz go. I mean, okay, he played the character God on Santa Barbara, but he doesn't have to play, you know, he should not even be involved in this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have more.
I totally agree.
Jason gonna probably die with Sam. She gonna kill him. She evil. I don't like her. She's like a demon or something.
Okay, we have 30 seconds. But stay here, you guys. Okay, you guys, thank you for listening. Thanks to all the people in the chat. We are having a show on Wednesday, at the same time, 8 p.m. West Coast. So come by, talk. If you feel mad about the soaps again Wednesday night, if you feel mad about the soaps again on Wednesday, just call me up. So, I know. I'm going to let you do that next week, then, you know. If you guys want to stay out for overtime, but if you have to go, it's totally understandable, but I think we need to fight the powers that be on this, and we need to get this all done with, because I'm sick of Sam.
I know. Me too.
I know. Me three. Yeah.
She's just so ew. She's just ugly. I never saw an ugly person. I've seen ugly people in my life, but I never seen nobody as ugly as her. Like, ew.
I agree.
Jason makes her like. I want to throw up.
Well,
I just thought about
her
face.
Oh God. Don't think that, because if, okay, you guys, we are off streaming, we are in overtime, and if you guys want to stay, that's cool, and if you want to say anything that you could not say on mail, go for it.
There's a lot of things that needs to be said, but, you know, like, I mean,
yeah.
There's not even any words in the dictionary how I feel about the show, you know.
I know it's just like, oh my gosh, it's just crazy. It's just crazy how everything wind up happening. It was like so weird. It was like one thing Jason, okay, yeah, he forgave her, the next thing he's like in love with her. That was like weird. I mean, I could get the whole Elizabeth and Lucky thing. You know, I knew that was going to pass over soon. That was easy to break up. I wish it had happened this way, but, you know, I knew it was going to break up sooner or later. But, you know, Jason and Sam, they was getting too much.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, by the way, did you have Twitter? Are you on Twitter or Facebook?
I have a Facebook and Twitter.
Okay, well, I'm on Twitter, daytime 6976. So if you want to put me as your friend, then I can tell you when the shows are on, but you won't miss it. Because I love everything you said tonight about everything.
Okay. I remember daytime 6976?
Daytime 6976.
Okay. I'll do that tomorrow.
So, Leah, how long have you been watching John Hostel? Like, when did you fall in love with Jason and Liz?
When I was little, I've never, like, got a chance to, like, watch it all the time. I would have to watch it, like, on certain times because my mom used to, like, be a soap opera freak kid. So she, every time I came home from school, she would tell me, like, everything, and then I would go watch it myself. So I've been watching it since I was probably, like, 7, 8, or 9, one of those. I think it was 8.
Oh, you too, yeah.
You sound like you're young. No, you sound like you're what? How old are you, what? Are you like 20, 21?
No, I'm 15.
Oh, 15.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Oh, my God. You know what?
You sounded older, like a little, because I work at a high school, and I thought I could guess right, but, oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
You know what? But you know what? I am so happy.
Better that age. Love Jason and Sam. You know?
That's what I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, I love the fact that you are young. You're a young girl, but you don't like Kelly Monaco. That is so, I don't know, that's so good in my book.
I do not act my age like that. I mean, I'm not, like, bad or anything, but, like, I'm, like, I act a little older than my age, and I kind of, like, talk, like, older than my age.
That's
like,
why I figured you were, like, 20, 21 or
something. Yeah, I was, like, yeah, I was like, I thought these people are older than me, but, you know, they love these Elizabeth, so, you know, I'm just going to go along with it, because, I mean, like, I don't.
What is it about Jason and Elizabeth that drew you to them?
It's just like I was saying before, it's just like when they look at each other, it's like, it's like I melt. It's like, I don't like, it's like nothing I love more than soap operas. I'm like a freak. Like, people are like, what is that? I'm like, soap operas. They're like, oh my gosh. I'm like, forget y'all. I don't be caring what people say. That's why I like talk shows with like fans that actually get me. Because, you know, I really don't hang out. Like, I don't have friends that actually are into that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'm like, you know, when I found out that was an opportunity, and I know you asked me a different question, but found out it was an opportunity that I had, like, I got to talk to people that actually understood what I had to say and stuff like that. And so I was like, I'm going to try this. And when the first day I went on it, I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. And I was like, I love doing this. And I felt like I was actually a part of something. I could talk my mind without just holding it inside, just looking at the TV, feeling stupid half of the time. And so, I mean, like, their connection is just so beautiful. Like,
and
they're just,
look at each other. And
yes. And
yes.
They're so cute. Like, it's like Sam is like, I don't know. It's like Jason. And it's like you can't even explain it. It's like so many things. I can't find all of the words. It's just like the way when, like, when Jason talks to others, it's like they're little kids, like, not little kids, but when they're talking to each other, it's like they're scared to say stuff, and they're, like, sweet around each other, and, like, oh, my gosh, like, should I really say this to her, or should I really say this to him, and should I kiss her right now, should I kiss him right now? It's like that kind of
exactly,
thing.
Exactly, exactly.
And I love that about them. They're so, like, they're, like, teenagers, like, oh, my gosh, like, this is my first boyfriend, kind of like that kind of thing. They're so cute. Jason's so shy around, but he tells her, he opens up to her, and that's what I love.
He can open his heart out to her. I can't say the same thing for Jason and Sam. You know,
it's like I could see him forgiving her and them being friends. That is fine. I do not care. But like going back, getting back to her, with her was like too extreme. It was like not for me. I'm like, no.
And it's not
even that he got back with her. It's how he changed when he got back with her. He started acting like a little weird, like he didn't care. Like not to be mean, like seemed like in ways he kind of didn't care about Jake anymore. In ways, cause how he talked half the time, his impressions. I'm looking like Jason.
I know, really, yeah. Yes. And you know what, listen, Jason sees that are supposed to happen. Okay, why do them anyway? Because, playing devil's advocate here, but the writers haven't been wanting to write any Jason and Liz scenes, so if they're going to put them together, why would they if they're not going to, like, bring them back into each other's lives? I mean, you know what I mean?
Right!
It's like,
and Go ahead. Oh, and, like, if they're going to have, and hopefully when they have this scene, like, hopefully they continue on having scenes, because then if they do, that means that's a good sign. Like, we know that they're going to be starting to get back to each other and stuff like that.
Supposedly one of the scenes, she's going to fall into his arms or something.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. Yeah, I heard that, too. I hope that happens.
Yeah, so, I mean, if we could give them those ratings, if all of we could just tune in for that, those scenes, then they can...
That's the only reason why I want to tune in, so I can just see how many ratings have they got since us all lesson fans tune in for just that scene. I just want to see how high they go.
And Carly, didn't you say they're going to have a scene on Friday, too, or what?
Well, yeah. I don't know if they were talking about the week of the 5th, but...
I haven't read it anywhere, so I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard February 5th and February 12th.
Okay.
So,
February 12th, Lucky's going to find her life, her body somewhere.
He's going to find, I don't think he's going to find her dead, but I think what they meant, like, he's going to find her, like, unconscious, like, trying to probably come back to herself.
Helena's coming back. Maybe she did something to her.
Yeah, she probably did.
You know, I'm not giving up, and I'm sorry, I cannot give up on this couple. You know, that other couple will break up very, very soon, and I don't care. The day they break up, I want to have, like, a special edition Sam is dead thing. I don't know, because, basically, she raped Jason way back in August of July with that gun sobbing. It wasn't like...
That's a rape, yeah.
Thank you.
Or molestation or something.
Yeah.
I just, like, I hope that, like, I just don't know. I just hope Jason comes to his senses. I know Elizabeth. I think she'll be fast to come. Like, but since Jason was saying, he seemed like he really don't care, like, what happened between Lucky and Elizabeth, as long as Jake is with them and safe and stuff like that. I don't know. It's kind of confusing. I just hope their scenes are good enough for us to watch and not us to just be like,
yeah,
oh, that was cool.
I'm hoping too. I mean, I just don't want to get my hopes up just yet. I mean, I know.
Yeah.
I don't want to be so disappointed. I mean, I don't want it to be like a 30-second scene either. Or five
Me
seconds.
Either. I hate that. And that'd be kind of bogus if they did give them a long 30-second long scene when all them other times they had them special moments and all they gave them was 30 seconds. But this time, they're not even together and y'all getting this long old scene when y'all could have did that a long time ago.
I know.
That'd be so wrong.
And the beginning of the relationship, in the beginning, like when they first got together, they had their one. Did you ever see it on YouTube when they met up at Jake's when he saved her when they just met? Did you see that, Talia?
I saw that, and they were talking
like,
and stuff.
I don't know how many days worth of it was, but that was like, she just let her heart out to him.
Yeah, she was so sweet. She was all like, because that's when Lucky so-called died or something like that.
Now, where is that writing? Where is that writing? They have forgotten what good writing is, and I just loved how she just tore out to him.
Yeah.
Heart. You know,
and he can do the same with her. As the more he got to know her, he was all like, I could open up to her like she opened up to me, and that's what they both did. I was like, cool.
And remember when she took care of him in the gunshot, with the gunshot, and he goes,
yes.
I think it was the Christmas time, and he goes, a friend isn't somebody who brings you soup, who takes care of you. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I fell in love with him more and more every time she took care of him.
But the one thing I love about the breakup scene, when like their final breakup scene, was when how I knew that Steve and Rebecca was really feeling that during those scenes. They said that they was really feeling those emotions. I was like, that's so that means that they actually cared like that about this couple, and I felt so happy about that.
I think they must have been also crying for the fans too. Because
yeah, they were. That's what they said. They say they were crying because they really were hoping for this couple, and they know that the fans would be disappointed. I was like, oh, they were really crying
you
for us.
What? Yeah, that's great, because I think we will have that storyline back. You know, they will have their friendship back. They will fall in love again, but they don't really have to fall in love again because they are still in love. And just because they are with two losers who, you know, annoy me to no end, you know, I believe Layzon is coming. I believe that with everything in me.
The thing I find very annoying about that whole thing about Jake and Kenna was how Lucky's supposed to be pretending that, don't they ever get suspicious on why Jason is the all one that always saves Jake, and Lucky's supposed to be pretending that all he is sitting there not even caring about Elizabeth, just wondering when Jason will walk up in the door with Jake, and yeah, did we go back to our normal lives like that? That's kind of wrong. I felt like Lucky should have took some part into helping find Jake. I mean,
no,
like, every time...
Yes.
Yeah, but Lucky is a self-centered bastard. I'm sorry.
He is, and that was just wrong of him. Jason's just dumping the car, going crazy, trying to find his son, and all he doing is standing back there trying to be a comfort to Elizabeth. Man, you better go somewhere.
Does Jason even know that the last kidnapping of Jake had a lot to do with Sam and Alexi?
No.
Same thing. Exactly. That's exactly what I was saying. I was like, that has nothing to do with Jason, because how did they even know? The thing I was getting around was because, like, everything was going great, and all of a sudden, they just show up.
Well, okay, do you remember when Nick and Lucky were at Kelly's, and Lucky said, you know, oh, by the way, I'm not really Jake's father, Nick. Jason is, and the Russians were, you know, there because they were tailing Sam and Lucky. The Russians came after Sam and Lucky, not Jason and the organized Jason. The Russians came for Lucky and Sam, not Jason.
Yeah, and they got followed to her house like that. I was like, wow, as soon as I saw somebody peeking through, like when I knew that somebody was peeking through the house like that, I was like, this shouldn't be bad. I was like, this is bad, really bad. And when I saw the preview, I was like, it's over. I was like, us licensees are going to be disappointed once again for no reason. When it's not even Jason's fault. Like, he just blames for so many things. Like, I just don't get it. He tries his best, and it's not like he, like I've said before, it's not like he goes around every corner saying, oh, you need to die, pal. I mean, like, he does it for us.
Exactly. You know, yeah. Cassandra, do you think, I think the rumors are true that Zay Sam are going to break up in March. What do you think?
Oh, it's really hard for me to call it because the only thing that I can say is that the next 2 weeks will actually show what direction that they're actually going to go in.
Same here.
Will they listen to the many fans that are saying that they want something different? They don't want to see another bombard of the Jason and Sam crammed down our throats because you have every character on that show that pimps and promotes this couple. And I believe I wrote in one of my letters that I have never, ever seen in daytime where a couple has to be pimped and promoted to the degree that they use the internet, Twitter, everything to their disposal to pimp this couple, but yet it's still all of this promoting, all of this pimping does nothing to raise their ratings. You would think all the money, all the advertisements that they spend on this, you would see a mass marked difference in the ratings being increased, but yet and still you do not. And any time that they are promoted or pimped, what happens? Ratings go down. You're looking at 1.8 or 1.7. At the most, you're lucky if you get 1.9. But any time that they're not on scene, your ratings go up. So to me, and like I always put in my letters, what is the most important? Are you really looking at your demographics? Are you really looking at the ratings? Do they really matter to you? Or is it all about political and whatever fantasy that one person has? Because to me, you're showing that as a viewer, my viewership doesn't matter to you.
Exactly.
So I can't really say what's going to happen, but like I said, since we are just now going into sweeps, because this week really kicks off the sweeps, the only thing I can say is that we'll just have to wait till the end of February, really literally the 1st of March, because that's when
I think so too.
February.
I think close to the end of February, we'll start seeing some real, real, real results about their relationship.
I think everyone should be cautiously when they're watching those scenes on February 10th because it could go either way. It could go bad, or it can go good. And the thing about it is, I don't want to bring anybody down, but I'm just saying, tread very carefully if you do decide to watch. Me, myself, I'm not going to watch because it's not because I don't want to give my ratings, because I really do, but the fact of the matter is I've watched this show for close to 40 years, and I've been a fan of this couple from the day one as they were
introduced. Exactly, me too.
So I know the nuances of them. I know the ins and outs, and I know what they're capable of bringing on screen.
Yeah.
So to me, it's like I don't want to be jerked around again. I want the show, not just the writers, but the show overall, to give this couple a chance, because every couple on this soap has been given a chance to go to fruition to a relationship.
Exactly.
With exception of these two people. And what I don't understand is why that this couple is not explored when every other couple on there is explored. They even tried to explore the Nick and Nadine relationship.
But exactly.
Jason and Elizabeth. They've even tried to work in the Maxie and what's Patrick's brother's name? Matt. They can't even explore this. They went full on gung ho with the Spinelli and Maxie storyline, when to me, that relationship should have never took off the ground. I like them better as friends. And I know, Carly, you like Pixie and everything.
Yeah.
Like Pixie. I have never, ever liked Pixie because, to me, I was a fan. I used to be a fan of Maxie because, for some reason, I liked her. I liked her grit. Because, but now, what they've done down, what they've done to me when they stuck her with Spinella is that they've dumbed her down, made her irritating to me. They made it where I just cannot stand her at all. They've ruined whatever likability that I had for Spinelli. Now I can't stand the character at all. And there, as a couple, they really worked the last nerve that I have. And so I don't even watch them. And to, go ahead.
Same here, like, it's like, I actually did, like, Spinelli and Max together in the beginning, but now I feel like both of their characters is not, like, that amusing as it was when they was just friends and stuff like that. I feel like Spinelli, he needs to be out more before he's into a relationship. He needs to be, like, into that, like, kind of that, like, not, if, like, bad boy side, but, you know, like, he needs to be more promoted, more, like, into, like, a higher level before he gets into a relationship with somebody. It's, like, kind of, yeah, boring. Sorry.
They were better. They brought more out of each other as friends. And if you notice, the only male-female friendship on their show is who? Jason and Carly.
Jason and Carly,
I would have rather that they stayed friends than,
yes,
than taking this step.
If they ever got together, I would really stop watching the show. That would be, like, off. No, it would just not be right.
Yeah.
They is too much of a friend. That would just ruin the whole.
I know.
Now, they are really lose ratings, for real.
I know.
Jason and Sam is bad enough.
They're more better at friends than they are at lovers, you know, so.
Yeah, and they stick up each other in this funny scene. Carly go crazy over for Jason and Jason doing the same. It's just funny them just being friends. They just do more.
But they would die for each other. Though
yes.
I honestly know they would die for each other. You know,
I believe that. I'm sorry. I do not believe that.
I don't believe, when it comes to Elizabeth, I don't believe that either. Like, only the person
No. To me, huh? Jason and Carly's friendship is toxic. And I'm going to tell you why. She claims she has his back, but as if in real life, if you portray it, a real friend, whether they like who you love or not, but if you love that person, if you really truly are a friend and you really truly love that person, you would love who they love. Why is Carly so accepting of Sam? Answer me that. Why is she so accepting of Sam?
That's what I hated too.
Elizabeth.
Exactly. That's what I said.
Sam. She's been accepted of Sam over Elizabeth 10 times. So why is that?
I don't get that either.
That's a good thing because I've been wondering the same thing. Why is Carly so accepting of Sam? If she would have
exactly.
Sam did so many bad things, and she knows like everything about Jason. She's gonna find out one way or another.
But Carly doesn't know everything Sam has done.
But she still.
Jason never told her about the
more. No, but she's still more accepting of Sam, even knowing. What that Sam bonked Rick? Come on, Carly.
And plus, they probably didn't
disagree with you, Bill.
And they also probably didn't show like Carly Jason telling Carly stuff because like Jason said when Carly was telling him about the whole Lucky thing, he was like I knew, and like they didn't show no kind of signs, no nothing that Jason knew that Nicholas and Elizabeth was showing like was together. So maybe she does know about all the things that Sam did, but we just like.
Carly doesn't know. You know what? Because you know what? When that happened, I hope Carly beats the fucking shit out of Sam, to be honest. No.
And have another cat fight like they did in Jason's past.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that was.
I don't know. Has Sam and I mean, as Carly and Elizabeth ever been in a cat fight?
No,
yes.
I've seen them argue, but I've never seen them in a cat fight.
No, there was a slap. Liz slapped Carly.
Yes, she did.
At
her house.
Yeah.
When she was at her house and she had slapped her. I was looking, and then Elizabeth was going to call Jason. I could tell, but she didn't.
Yeah.
I was like, you should have just called him. But Jason would have went psycho on her.
But my question still wasn't answered. Why is it that she can be so accepting of Sam, given some of the things that she knows, but yet she can't be accepting of Elizabeth?
You
so
know what?
To me, that's not a friend. That's not a friend.
Oh, my God. Okay, fine.
Okay, Carly, okay.
Okay, I know we need to, I think we need to stop the whole Carly thing. She does love Carly.
Well, no, I just think everyone always on Carly's ass and fucking sick of it.
Well,
No.
I love Carly, too, and I mean, I see where you're coming from, too, but I mean, I kind of agree with in the fact that the friendship thing, though. I mean, all my best friends would love me no matter who I was with, you know.
Thank you. And I agree. It's like don't get me wrong, I love Carly, but like she is like, I don't get that situation either. It's just like weird, like she's so accepting of Sam. She opened her with open arms, and then when it comes to Elizabeth, oh, she's just a piece of trash. She's this, she's that. She shouldn't. You need to take your son away from her. I'm like, what? What happened?
Yeah, I mean, I love Carly too. I've always loved the character of Carly.
Me too.
She's not maybe in the beginning when she first came into town, but. After, I forgot when, I think when she was with Sunny, but I love Carly, but, you know, I mean, she sometimes, I just think that she should just accept Jason the way he is and who he loves, and that's it. She shouldn't question why he's in love with Elizabeth and just let him be.
Yeah, we're not trying to bash her or anything, but that's just, like, really the only problem I really, really have with her, the only, that I never got why she was so accepting of Sam.
But wait, I don't think she's accepting of Sam. I think she just is keeping her mouth shut because once Carly finds out what Sam has done, you think she would mean Elizabeth? No, she will go after Sam in a way I don't think anyone will ever see. And
I agree with you, but I feel like the first day she heard Elizabeth's name kind of in a way, she just started like she was all like, you need to like do this, Jason, you need to do that. And like when Sam just comes back and Jason, like she's just all like cool with it.
You know what? It's the way they are freaking writing this because, you know, they are not writing all the true characters to form. They are not writing any of the characters to form. They are not writing Sunny to form. They are not writing Carly to form. They are not writing Alexa, Jax. I could name so many other people. So I don't think it's, Carly wants to kill Elizabeth. I think if they wrote it in a good, positive way, people would not get in these arguments.
I think with the character of Carly, because she's, you know, I think she just doesn't like saint women like Robin and Jason. I mean, Elizabeth, I think maybe she considers her like a Robin, another Robin or something.
And Alexis, too.
And Alexis, yeah. I guess she just, I mean, that's what Luke said to, because when Luke was defending Liz today, she goes to Carly, he goes, well, you shouldn't be one throwing stones, you know, and then Lulu steps in saying, well, she's never, Carly's never said that she's a saint, you know.
Yeah, I think that's true, too, because, like, Carly's all like, nobody's saying she's not the perfect little angel, and she's always saying it. I think she doesn't really, like, she doesn't want a person to think they're perfect. She doesn't like seeing a person think that they're perfect. I think that's the reason why she has that problem with Elizabeth, too, because I think she sees Sam's mistakes, and she's all like, okay, she understands her mistakes, what she thinks she does. But, I think
that's... Yeah, and then I get Carly's point, too. She says that if she were to find out about what Sam has done, would she be so, you know, accepting of her then? I don't know.
No.
I wish she would, because that would be the best thing ever. Would she would just
writing this
walk
show?
Up in there? They should write that.
I know. I mean, you're talking about a mother, two mothers. I mean, Carly, if Carly were to find out about that, you know, she's a mother herself, and so is Liz. Sam's never been she was a mother.
Well, no. Sam had never been a mother. That's totally out there.
No, she's never been a mother. She don't even know what the mother word means.
I know. If she did, wouldn't have sat there and watched Jake get kidnapped. And considering she lost a baby,
You know, I mean, why? And then she came to Elizabeth's house. Didn't she come to Elizabeth's house and kind of say something about, oh, I know how you feel about losing Jake or whatever because I've lost a child too or something.
Yeah, she was trying to make her feel all bad. Wait, that was like, you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I was so mad, but Jason found him. He was so cute.
Yes, I know. Jason's... I know, Jason. I know. I can't describe Jason and Liz.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, I think, I think the next 2 weeks, I'm praying that they would just, you know, be okay, and, you know, turn around. Because if we are having scenes, I'm hoping to God this is gonna be the end of Jason because that bitch needs to go to someone else.
I swear, and it's not like that. I don't like people being all friendly, but I don't like people being friends on Zoom. Like, not like that, but you know how, like, Lucky and Jason are starting to become friends that piss
off. Oh, come on,
they're
never friends.
That's so disgusting. Like, ew, why do you want to be friends with him? Like, why? He's so nice to him now. I'm looking like, why?
See, I don't understand what the reasoning behind this friendship is now. Is it because of the fact what... They knew what they were gonna, the way they were gonna write Liz, and he needed to go to somebody to talk to. So
right, yeah, that probably is it.
So basically, what we're seeing is Lucky is kind of like in Liz's position, going to Jason. You know what I mean? Because it should be Liz in that position, not Lucky going to Jason. It should, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, not like because that's.
They're writing Lucky like they would Liz if Liz would go to Jason and everything.
I think when we see those scenes, I think we need to call ABC and just, you know, pimp out couple and say we want to see more of this.
Hey,
you know, I mean.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call in. I will call in definitely after that scene.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it'll be good.
Yeah.
Cause
well, it said she goes to the spoiler read. I think how did the spoiler read it? Read like she goes to Jason for comfort or something. Or
comfort is a good word.
Yeah, I think that's what I is that what it read, Carly? That she goes.
Yeah, and you did. Yep.
And then somewhere I read that she falls in his arms. So maybe that's the day she falls into his arms.
Let's hope it's. Me too.
And she stays for a while.
Maybe they'll forget about the whole world for a while.
I know, for just a while. And just
to create another little baby.
You know if we got a surprise? Like, what if we, like, they're not going to put it as a spoiler month, then we got a surprise and we got a sneak kiss. I would be so happy. They just... Oh, my God, they should just one kiss before they
leave. We can have a baby girl, Emily. We can name her Emily, Lila, or something.
Yes! I think if they do put the story in and it's Jason's baby, I think it's going to be a girl, and I think they is going to name it Emily, too.
I would hope so. I mean, come on. They can't... I know the writers haven't been... I know it's been going off the show, but they can't be stupid enough now not to,
exactly!
Especially with the SmackDown we won, especially with all the polls we're winning... They can't be stupid enough to lose more viewers, can they? I guess they can. I don't know. You're just hoping that they're not stupid with these scenes, too.
Yeah, they
should. Well, yeah. What was I? Oh, Cassandra, you coming back on Wednesday? Hello? You guys? Oh.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm here.
Okay, I'm here. Maybe Cassandra left. Oh, it looks like she might have left.
Oh, but you're still here, right?
I'm here. I was going to ask Cassandra, like, she's been a fan for, like, 40 years. I wonder, and I wonder what it was like for her to turn it off, you know? I mean, to going, well, that's how I am watching. I've been watching General Hospital since, on and off since, like, maybe since Luke and Laura did. No, maybe, no, after that, since, like, the early 90s, when Jason first came into the pictures, Jason Quartermain, I mean, yeah, to be a longtime viewer and then to just slap us in the face like that, it's ridiculous. You know? It's terrible.
So,
Tanya, are you going to be able are you going to be able to come back on Wednesday night?
Yep.
Cool. I'll be in class, so she's probably going to want some people to call in, or, you know, I won't be there till the last 15 minutes of the show.
Yeah, she has good and she's leaving us, and yeah.
It's just amazing, Tilly, that you're 15 and you love Jason and Liz.
Me too. I'm flowed. It's a good flowed, but
I know.
Yeah.
Most of the fans are like Jason and Liz are like, you know, late 20s, 30s, or whatever. You know, most of the ones that love Jason and Sam are like 12 or 17 or something. You know.
Well, they have a new incomer for Jason Elizabeth, so. You know, I just don't see no connection. Like, if I, like, I can't believe people don't even, my friends can't even believe I watch it. I'm like, yeah, but I do. Yeah, like, oh my gosh, I'm like talking about something. They're like, what are you talking about? Like, soap opera. And like, all my friends are used to it now. They hear me like talking about something. They're like, oh, you're talking about soap opera General Hospital, aren't you? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I frankly don't care.
I know none of my friends, well, I used to have friends who used to watch soaps, but none of them watch them anymore, so I really didn't have an outlet to vent until the show, you know, so now you could come to a place where you can.
I mean, you can say whatever you want. I mean, when we all say, oh, maybe we turn in Nashville, but tonight I've been just mad all day long. Terry, real.
It's just like it's like I could connect with my friends in other ways, but it's just like my whole life has been about soap. I mean, like, I come in the house and somebody's watching something, I just go crazy. I'm like, no, you have to turn General Hospital right now. And because I know a scene is coming for Jason Elizabeth. I'm like, Mimi, I'm like, my sister's like six. No, she's seven. I'm like, Mimi, did you watch Jason Elizabeth today? Because sometimes when I was in seventh grade, we got out at 2:40, so I really and I got home like at 6 o'clock, and I never got to see it. So I told my sister, I was like, did you watch it? She was like, yeah. I was like, what happened? She was like, I think Jason had kissed Elizabeth. I was like, oh, for real, for real? And I was getting so happy, and then I couldn't wait till it came on. When it came on, they did. I was like, Nene, good job, and I gave her a high five for watching it for me.
And you know what?
How it was in the early 80s when Luke and Laura, would ditch school or come home from school early.
I'm surprised I graduated, because I always skipped the last class of the day because I knew the eighth would be on.
I can't wait. I'm going to Osceola's high senior high school. I can't wait to go to high school. I'm going to be so happy.
Please put your thing on my Twitter account. So, you know, we...
Yes, I am.
Oh, cool.
It's daytime 6796, right?
Daytime 6976, yeah.
I don't got a Twitter, but you've got a Facebook, right, Talia?
Yeah, I have a Facebook, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you could find me, on...
You can find, I will send you a link to Hoots.
Yeah, you can.
Facebook.
I don't have that many friends right now. I have like 23 friends in my Facebook.
I don't either. I just made one. I actually just recently, like really like today, like made one because my auntie, she wanted me to see these pictures of our family and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, I'll make me one. And then, like, since you got an account by Facebook, people usually have accounts by Facebook and Twitter. I'm like, and I made a Twitter like a month ago. So I was like, usually people have those accounts. So, you know, I was like, oh, I'll keep my Facebook, you know, be nice to have.
Well, you know, I just love having you on tonight because it's nice because I have a 16-year-old niece, but she's not into, you know, the soap. She's into Twilight, which I don't understand, but it's nice to know.
I think if people wouldn't look at the name so much, they would actually like soap operas. When we say soap operas, I think that gets them in ways
that
like soap operas.
Exactly.
Yes, I agree too.
But you know, if they're lost, we'll have fun watching it and waiting till Jason Elizabeth get together.
And you know what? Were you listening to the whole show tonight?
Oh no, I actually had read the thing wrong for Blog Talk Radio. It said at 11, so I was waiting like all day. I was like, because I was like,
where do you live? Because it's 8 o'clock Pacific Coast time. So if you live on the East Coast, it would be 11.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, but, I mean, you know, if you live on the Pacific, you know, coast like Carrie and I do, it's 8 o'clock. And then for the East Coast people, it's 11. For the Arizona people, it's like 9. And the other people, it's like 10.
Oh.
That's how I... So, yeah, but... Yeah, it's nice to know that there's goods out there that define Kelly Monaco Reposa. That's good to know, too.
Yeah. It's just so comfortable here. It's like not. It's like I could just forget about everything for a second and just really focus on talking about this food. Because I don't like...
Yes,
and
I
like
know.
And my mom, like, she used to watch it, but you know she stopped watching because as soon as I start really getting, like, to get to watch it and, like, don't have to miss no episodes and stuff like that, I mean, like, my mom just stopped watching. She'll watch it, like, once in a while, ask me what happened, but, you know, it's kind of different. So I'm like, I have people, actually, that gets me, and I
actually...
Oh,
yeah, I mean, yeah, we do. I mean, Carrie and I are both fanatics, I could say. I mean, Carrie doesn't mind me talking for her because I do anyway, whether or not she likes it or not. But the thing is, you know, I've never seen a couple like this in my whole entire life that has been got the shaft by everyone and is wrong on everything. And, you know, I'm still a little fan, but right now I'm mad at her.
Yeah,
I'm a fan too.
Yeah, I really just can't wait. It'll be so much exciting. We'll be all like, and then we can finally have a good, like, not like we don't have a good conversation, but we always, like, we're going to be able to talk about how, like, oh, guess what? I hope this one's going to do this for their wedding, and I hope they get to do this one. Like, when they're together, we get to talk about the things that we want to see for them and stuff like that, instead of talking about we can't wait for them to be together, because we shouldn't even have to worry about that. They should have been together, and we should have been talking about their wedding and stuff like that, instead of talking about we need to get rid of Sam.
Just so you know, don't believe every spoiler out there.
No, I don't. I'll wait till I see it. Like, if they say a date, I'll check the date out. But, you know, I don't believe too much because, I mean, like, it's kind of shaky. So I really don't believe all that.
Well, you know what? There was
I see it on screen.
Well, there was this rumor going around that there's a Jay Sam wedding coming up. And you know what? Everyone knows that's not true. The quality of time screen that those two are getting, you know, they will not marry them. You know?
I get why Brian Franz is that's his it girl. What is about her that makes her his pet? Or it girl, whatever you want to call her.
We probably don't know something that probably go like really like where, like the actors who play Kelly Monaco. Don't know nothing that she probably got with the not trying to be all suspicious and I mean, you know, it's kind of weird.
No, but it makes you think.
Yeah, it makes you wonder like what is going on because like she's starting to get wrinkly and like not that pretty and. So.
I know. So yeah, but just know that you have a place. You know, just remember you can say anything you want on here, basically, because I don't have any words. I just let people get their anger or happiness out because on every other forum, you have to be so damn positive, and sometimes I just don't want to be that positive.
No, not so.
Are you on any message boards, too, or...
Oh, message board. I'm on. Well, I don't know if it's a message board or not, but like I'm on that one. This is where I get like some of the words. The road to nowhere.
Me too. There too.
Yeah, me too.
You both are on there.
Yeah, I'm on as liaison is the best. I'm under liaison.
Oh my gosh, I saw you. And don't you? Do you have the picture where they're in white? I mean, I think that's you.
Their picture.
So
yeah, they're, like, together. It's, like, the white background, my little...
Yes. Yeah, and they're in white outfits, and, like, he's holding her.
I think that's me. Yeah. Yeah, I think... I forgot what my avatar looks like, but
But yeah, liaison is the best, and I've written in the rat room a few times because I'm.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah,
I remember the. I remember the name. I definitely remember the name.
Yeah, well, seeds. She won't ever heard of flying seeds. Sweet, and you know, I mean, Nancy. Totally.
Well, I can't. If I were to have fronds or I live like not too far from the studio, so if I had a chance, I probably heard them. You know.
Yeah, I mean that's how I'm feeling, and you know,
I just can't wait for what was her name? I think Christy. I think the one that does the other talk show.
Oh, Laidlaw. Laidlaw Radio. Yeah. I'm really good friends with her. I call her.
Yeah, I can't wait for
her
to come. I can't wait for her to come back from the fan event.
Well, yeah, I co-host. I don't know if you know this, but I co-host on Laidlaw Radio.
I think you called in the other day, didn't you, Talia? Because your voice sounded so familiar when you called in.
Yeah.
Here.
Did you call into the show on Friday night?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. That was when we were all talking, and then we did like a little tiny bit of overtime, and then she was getting tired, and so we was like up to like almost 1 o'clock. We was at 12:42, I think it was.
Yeah. So, but no, you are more than welcome. You know, especially on one date because I will be having a solo mission on my part. Just come, and because I love everything you are saying. You know, I even forgive you for being the Nick and Sharon. I will forgive you over that because, you know, my default is with the J-Chambers. And do not ever go on J-Cham Radio. We made the mistake, and I almost threw up. Listen,
I think I would actually not like myself if I ever turned into a Jason fan.
Oh God, me too. I could not ever do that. I could not ever turn into Jason, and even if somebody forced me to, I couldn't.
I couldn't do it for nothing. I just couldn't. It's like people say, "Oh, you'll say it right now," but when you're in the situation, I'm like, I just put me in a situation. I'll prove it to you that I would not turn into no Jason fan.
God,
did
I?
You know,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can come hang out with us anytime because, you know, we usually don't cover all of, like, VH, like, mostly, but sometimes Terry and I get so mad that we have to say something, and we've been quiet for so long. I've been quiet, and after what In the Zone did today, it threw me over the edge into a tailspin.
Yeah, and it's like I'm like I have like a grown up mind, so I actually like talking to older people. I don't like talking to like young people because they'll just say stupid stuff, and I have like an older mind, so I understand certain things. So
yeah. I mean,
I think that's why, like I said, I thought you were a lot older. You know.
Yeah, I wish I was older. Trust me.
No. Believe me. You know what? Grow up. You know what? Enjoy being a teenager because, you know, once you hit where we are right now, we wish we were 15 again and sometimes, some days. But enjoy being the age. You know, don't grow up so fast because once you grow up, then you really, really, really might not like it.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of responsibilities.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah, but please come anytime. And Christy is not going to be having a show for, I believe, 2 or 3 weeks.
Didn't you say she asked you if you wanted to cover the show?
Yeah, she said she was going to probably have one after the band event or a day after. I mean, or
oh, yeah, oh, that's right, yeah. She will, yeah, I'm looking forward to that because, oh, are you going to get your Raven T-shirt, Tanya? Tanya?
Talia.
Fine. You're better with names tonight.
Talia. How do you spell it? Is it T-H-A-L-I-A?
Okay, no. Everybody's supposed to eat the T-A-L-I-A, but it's really T-I-L-I-A. My mom did it. I really don't like it. I like it T-A-L-I-A. My mom did it T-I-L-I-A for some reason. Some people
really
think it's Talia. I'd be like, no, it's not Talia. It's Talia. They were like, why do you have an A? I'd be like, I don't know. Ask my mom. I mean, I wasn't even born yet.
Well, yeah, I mean, but no, you're totally, totally welcome, and
You know, I mean, my
I love speaking my mind. I hate not speaking my mind, especially up in classroom. Teachers just, oh, my gosh. They just think they could just talk, and you can't. So I love getting out. Even half of that anger gets out on this show because I'm just like, I finally get to talk. It's so not hard not to talk because I love telling my comments, and the teachers know that.
Well, I mean, that's good. And, I mean, you're great. And, you know, I wish I could have been that vocal at 15, but I was too scared of not pleasing everyone. And I'm at the point right now where I don't give a damn because you've done this. You put us in this position to hate ourselves. And we cannot forgive you. It's not time to forgive you guys yet.
Right.
I know. I've been watching soap since I could remember, and I've never seen a soap opera do this. I've never seen
me
a soap
for
a great couple and not put them together.
It's like other soap operas you could see, like, okay, those girls, you'd be, like, sad. But, you know, it's not like these movies are, like, super mad and, like, serious with them. It's not like Jason with the other couples, you'll be like, oh, I really did want them together. But, you know, it's okay. Time passes by.
Yeah.
But with Jason with this, like, no, don't go. Don't leave me.
Yeah.
Don't.
And you know
so
when
hard.
I stopped, I felt like I lost my best friend, my two best
friends. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Same here.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like my whole world came crashing down when literally.
This, but you know, I just found this thing on Soap Central. You know,
yeah.
There's no word whether or not the ace will work. Rebecca, who's pregnancy, into the show this time around. I don't think they are going there. If they were smart, they are not going to go there.
What did it say, that there's no way that they're going to work around her pregnancy?
Well, they don't know whether or not.
Well,
but
you know what? If they haven't done it now, because she's probably pretty. She's been pregnant since October, so.
Yeah, so, yeah.
They shouldn't even bring it in the story then, because that's going to mess everything up, kind of.
Oh, God, that's going to fucking mess up. Sorry. I'm just angry. And, you know, I'm glad they're the young person that loves Jason and Liz.
Ryan, it's posted on one of these Liaison in Haven. It says here, Ryan at Craving for More, Liz is already pregnant. It's just a matter of who the daddy is. Why do you want to see another who the daddy storyline is?
It's so boring.
By the way, Talia, do not go to In the Zone radio. So, have you ever been there?
Yeah, like, I was there for, like, a couple of minutes, and they were talking about stuff I did not want to talk about. I was bored.
They're big. They talk about Jason and Sam a lot on that show.
Yeah, and they, Ryan is the one that is trying to get all the fan bases pissed off at each other.
Yeah, well, I was like, this is boring. So that's why, that's when I was on the phone with you guys, but they were still on the other line, but I just let them sit there, and I was just talking to you guys the whole time. I was just laughing at them, because I was like, aren't they going to kick me off or something? And I just kept on talking to them, because we were talking about life, and I love to talk about life, so I do not want to talk about, and we talk about other stuff, but you know, we still, like, we keep it where it's still involving life and like that, and you know, like, they just talk about stupid stuff.
I know.
Yeah, you know, and I'm fed up with him right now because to make all the fan bases pissed off at each other when you don't even know what's really going on, that is so wrong on so many levels with me right now. I'm just mad because you don't do that.
It's like they're making things so hard when they could be just so easy and simple. It's like they're taking the wrong road. They could take the easy road, but they decide to take the hard road. And the hard road is Jason, and the easy road is life. And no, they want to take a turn and go to Jason road. But you know, it's okay. They're going to end up turning right back around and going to this life road, and it's going to be fine.
Well, yeah, and you know what? I believe, and I'm hoping, that all the rumors and all the spoilers about Jason are done, and most I hope it got that right, because if it's not, I'm really going to go away and do something I really don't want to do.
I don't live that far from there, so I live like 30 minutes away from the studio. I could do something if I want. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I know, we are kidding. We are just, well, but we are angry. We are just angry, and the lady Cyber who was on earlier.
I just wonder if they really know how we feel. Is they just think they know how we feel, or do they
really know?
I really want to see them. I want to be face to face to them and just tell them, like, do you like Bryson? Like, that, all I need to do is say it. I shouldn't have to explain why. I mean, there's a lot of reasons.
I called Brian Fawn's office, and I was okay up until the moment I said, you know, would you just give Fawn the message for me? Would you tell him it's about damn time to get Jason and Liz together and kill them on a car, either off the show or dead or with someone else? And I got hung up on.
Like, don't get me wrong, we were so happy to think. Yeah, we of course we cherished their little secret, like their secret house and everything. Of course, because we was getting scenes from them, we was hoping that was gonna lead to not wanting to do that and wanting to be a family. But as soon as they sat there and said, "Oh well, the Russians do this or like that," and "Oh, Jason, I can't be with you because if that happens," we're looking like, "What? We're just having scenes like about some lovey dovey scenes like about a couple of minutes ago. I mean, like, what happened?"
Yeah, and I was getting so sick and tired of the danger, 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 danger speech.
That is the most annoying word now. I hate that word now. I never really hated so much of that word. Now that's just the worst word ever.
I know.
You know, I cannot.
Robinson or something, you know.
You know what? Because, you know what? I think we just have to keep on fighting. And, yeah, watch that thing on the 12th. And I just think we need to do more call-ins and more letter writing because, you know what, it took them a year and whatever to give them, to share one freaking scene. Okay, the reason why I believe the tide is turning is Steve not answering anything on his Twitter. Kelly Monaco took down her Twitter account.
Good. We don't want
it. Because I know Steve, because if he says, because I think he said, commented on something, he got in trouble for it. Didn't he? About Liz and Jason, right, Carly?
No, it was Sam. Because what the Jason fans are doing right now, they are freaking out. They know that their time is almost up. So they are going to do all these.
It means that they just happy that they get me. They better cherish these little moments that they got because it's going to end
up
because,
you know what, it's almost over. And I hate it that Ryan is degrading himself in a way to say, oh, wait, Jason and Sam fans, you guys are going to be okay. We are going to save this couple.
It don't matter how many. They could get, like, about five Jason fans on one Lyson fan. That one Lyson fan is going to beat them five Jason fans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. Be careful with what he says because things could be changed. The film, they film, what, 3 weeks in advance or whatever? And they could be changed, like, the next day. You know, things could be changed.
Yeah, they can change it. Yeah, they can. Because I remember when they were supposed to have, like, a scene or something like that, they cut it out or something like that.
Yeah, and they could just cut it out and tape it or something. So he better be careful in the future with what he says because then people are just going to really, you know.
Be
really
into it.
Well, you know, people don't trust him anymore. You know, with that information. And so, you know, when Jason does break up, we are having a special edition over here. And we are going to have a party because I want that. I've never wanted a couple more, even in my own personal life, to break up more than Jason. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
And I think, like, it's just kind of wrong that they kind of met. Like, they kind of see you in trouble just for seeing his opinion. I mean, it's his opinion. That's why I could never, like, and I wanted that says that in his contract. Like, I would never sign a contract saying that I couldn't say how I feel about what I, like, about something that I do like that. If he doesn't like or feel that your couple should be together, he should be able to say so. I mean, like, it's not a big deal. And plus, he looks like a person that speaks his mind. So I think that's kind of wrong for them to do.
Well, you know, he did say in an interview that he said when he knew that Jason, I guess there was an interview saying that he wasn't going to agree to the Jake being his storyline if they were just going to you know, make him Lucky's down the road, because he didn't want to do that. That's what he took a stand to. He said, I'm not, if you're going to make Jake mine and you're going to change it down the road, I don't want to do it, you know?
Go ahead.
No, so whenever you hear about Jake's paternity thing, it's a bunch of BS.
Yeah, because, like, even they say, like, the Cameron and Jake, like, that they're really close to Steve and they like him and everything like that. And he has kids of his own, so I can see him, like, saying, like, I mean, that's another child and y'all just making his character look stupid. Like, he doesn't care about kids. And I'm saying that for myself, too. Y'all making me treat my character look like he don't care about kids and stuff like that. And that he being back with the person that did wrong. It's like they said, like, it's like I say, it's like he's hypnotized or something. Like, it's just
I know. You know what? But, you know, we...